much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This is exciting.
I got to be honest with you. Right out of the gate, I'm not enjoying myself at all.
It's not a good way to start.
Look, let's just bang this sucker out. We'll be done with it and we go on with our lives.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
If there's one thing I'm known for, it's my muffin.
That's what she said.
Ay, 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 that explains why he doesn't like tacos.
Pop singer $ha revealed that she wears her own placenta as a necklace. She said, quote, I have a belief that if I wear my placenta in a necklace, there's a possibility of me gaining second sight, like being psychic. So tell me, Kesha, do you win or lose Celebrity Fit Club 5 years from now?
And now.
I'd really like penis.
Our feature presentation.
How dare you, first of all.
Hey, man, you said it. Who am I to judge?
Morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin and Bean show. It is a Wednesday morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Bean.
What's that about? Stop that.
Lisa was telling me last night that she was trying to explain a DVR to her mother, and that's a very impossible thing for an old person to figure out.
Yeah.
My mom is staying with me for a week, and last night I had to go to bed, you know. A good hour, and she wanted to watch TV, and I'm just staring at my TiVo thinking, there's no way to...
Here's the thing, it's not that
oh
she...
Oh my God.
It's not that she couldn't understand it, it's that she's convinced it's so futuristic, there's no way she'll ever understand. If she would just pay attention for 30 seconds, you could teach her everything she needs to know.
You don't know my mom.
My mom, at least, you know. And
my idea
But you don't need to know how to program a computer code to do it. I mean, literally, anyone can learn how to use it because it's just look for the thing you like and press record. It's not hard.
No, I hear you. I'm with you.
Well, this is like letting her scroll through and find a show that's on now that she would like to watch. And I was thinking this morning, maybe I could just draw a giant TiVo with all the buttons, like really big.
Really?
And then maybe.
Is your mom a window licker?
Well, she's getting
she's
on. She forgets stuff.
Right.
If she doesn't do it all the time, she forgets how to do stuff.
Look, if she needs a poster to watch TV, she ain't watching TV. That's it. Just go, hey, it doesn't work. It's broken.
I just
Sorry.
Parked her in front of Dancing with the Stars and went to bed.
Nice.
I showed her where the off was.
I bought my dad a TiVo many, many years ago, and he didn't want to have anything to do with it. I mean, he was really like not appreciative, did not like it, did not want to use it, was very happy with his VCR. Just thought it was it was too complicated, didn't want to know anything. And then after he finally got the hang of it, mm-hmm. Of course, he loves it. Like, you know, most people who have that technology can't imagine living without it.
Right.
But he definitely put up a fight. He definitely did not even want to go down that path. My dad is at the point where he's rejecting all technology, too. He, I got him a Kindle a couple years ago. Never really got the hang of using it.
Opened the box?
No, he did. He opened it. And it's just too confusing for him. Just too hard for him. But he likes to read newspapers from around the country, like me.
Yep.
And I thought, how perfect is this? Get him a Washington Post subscription or something like that. Didn't have newspapers stack it all up in his house. He can just have it and use it whenever he wants. Just too confusing for him. He didn't have to. I mean, in the Kindles now, Kevin, they can run on. You don't even have to have Wi-Fi in your house. I mean, you just use a 3G. It's you open it up and you play.
You know,
there's nothing complicated about it at all. Old people are funny.
Well, that's one of our things this week that we're going to do is go back over the Kindle, because the last time I was at her house, we went all through it and I read out directions and she's forgotten how to do it.
Is this a week of training session?
Is that what this is? Yeah.
My mom's the opposite. My mom comes in and goes, hey, I'd like to update my iPod. How do I do that? I'm like, what?
That's cool.
You have an iPod?
That is cool. That is weird. About your mom having an iPod.
She has iTunes and everything. She's like, yeah, I just need to get to your iTunes. I was like, I don't want her to see everything I got in my iTunes.
Listen, your mom is not the average mom.
No, that's true.
What kind of music is Rita listening to on her iPod?
Is
it mostly System of a Down?
Probably, yeah. Probably that and some Slayer, Raining Blood, that kind of stuff.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if your mom was like out rocking you?
No. That would make me question myself if my mom was out rocking me. No, I think she likes like country music and just all different kinds, but not
nothing. There's all right. How many songs does she have on her iPod that you also have on your iPod?
I'd guess none.
Really?
Not one single song.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'll look at it next time she comes over.
All right.
I'll look at her iPod. But
that's funny. Hey, I had something I wanted to talk about here, but since I brought up System of a Down, our man Beer Mug was there last night.
Oh,
they had
fantastic.
Their triumphant return to the Forum last night. How many years has it been since they've played together in concert? It's been a number, right?
Yeah, it's been about 5 or 6 years that they took a hiatus.
And you were telling me that it's like they did their last show yesterday, right? They just, no rust.
Like they never took a break. It was amazing.
Sweet. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Some bands can do that. They can just pick up, and some bands also sound better live than they do on the CD even.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of
them. Oh, they match the CD, if not better.
Tell me about the...
I just said they were better. So you're taking a step back by saying they match the CD.
I'm just reiterating your
right,
point.
Thanks.
Tell me about the Mosh Pit of Armos.
Oh, my gosh. I might have been...
That's
right.
A good band.
Yeah. I was in the pit with Nicole, beautiful Nicole Alvarez.
Sure.
And we might have been, we probably were the only two non-Armenian people in there. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to test our skills. You know, they wanted to see if we could hang with the rest of the crew, the Armenian crew.
So they kick your ass, and then Nicole kicked their ass.
Oh my God. I've been in a lot of pits.
Right.
I've never been wrecked so hard in a show before.
It was by Nicole, wasn't it?
No.
She's way tougher than you.
I almost took Nicole out. My shoulder went right into her face.
Sweet.
I got blindsided. I got whiplash. I blacked out for 2 seconds. It was
fantastic.
A crazy fit.
You
That's
blacked
a good show.
Out.
Yeah.
You got Glendale, dude.
Yeah.
Is that what we call it?
Yeah. Did System do My Favorite, remember the song they do that we love so much?
Oh, yeah.
That, of course, was at a Christmas concert. That,
that was
for the baby Jesus.
That was at a Christmas concert. That was awesome. I just remember sitting in the audience going, this is the best Christmas show ever.
What? Did they do that one, Muggs?
They did not do that one.
Oh, they didn't do FU?
No,
oh, that's
no.
too bad.
That's too bad.
It's on Kevin's mom's iPod.
It's the only song. Just got it on a loop. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Nobody wants that, you stupid asshole.
Oh, that's all we got, man. I don't have anything else but that. I don't have anything to offer you besides this morning's Kevin and Bean show. Psycho Mike will be in.
Yeah.
He embarrassed himself again last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Embarrassed himself. How dare you? He's, okay, embarrassed himself. comedian Bobby Slayton on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Pitbull of comedy. We usually just bring him in, turn him loose, go get breakfast. Let him talk for a half hour, and then we come back and we go, hey, how'd it go?
Perfect.
We have a brand new internet roundup for you today. I don't know what's happening, though, Bean. Did you go through the internet roundup? It's old.
I haven't.
It's like half animals.
It's Dave's cute corner.
I know. That's my fear.
Cute with a K, corner with a K.
It's like a dog one. That's the one Ralph found. That one's funny, but then there's other dog ones, and there's like three cat ones. I'm like, what's going on here?
Because Dave puts the internet roundup together, and how does he spend all of his time in the office watching animal videos?
My point to you is you should go through it, and perhaps we need an adjustment.
I just know that if he's not on the panda cam, he's watching animal videos. So that's what he chooses from.
Some of them are great. Not all of them.
All right.
Anyway, there's like 5 or 6 of them that involve animals, and I think we're losing them. I think we're losing Dave. We might need to have somebody else do the internet roundup.
All right.
So we got that. We got an update on Harold Camping, the dude who said the end of the world was going to be this past weekend. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say this past weekend? I meant October. We have Kevin Smith, writer, actor, director.
Wow.
Yes. Excellent.
In studio. He's coming in early because he does a podcast with his wife. I do believe, just like Bean's ultimate plan is just to play sound effects for the rest of his life and never be heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's his goal. I think Kevin Smith wants to spend his life 24 hours just doing a podcast.
I bet he could do a 24-hour podcast.
He's one of the few people I know. He and Adam Carolla are the only two people I know that could talk that long.
And still be interesting.
Yes. I talk 2 minutes and I get bored of myself. These guys can just keep going and going. But anyway, we have Kevin Smith coming in. We have Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
This Week in Rage. Plus, we've got your Wiener Roast tickets coming up as well. We have the Ralph Showbiz V next.
I'm just saying that Kevin Smith is way too big a star to be on in the first hour of the Kevin and Bean Show. He should get to sleep in and come later. That's what I'm saying.
He can't. He does 75 podcasts a day.
Oh, that's true. He's squeezing us in between his 4 a.m. and his 8 a.m. podcast. he'll be joining us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here now. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat on I guess it's Wednesday now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
I guess it is. Yeah. Let's call it Wednesday.
Let's call it that.
Split the difference. Hines Ward, woo! Mirror ball winner, woo!
Hines Ward.
Go, Heine!
Dancing with the Stars?
Really? Go, Heine!
Heine won?
Heine won.
Is he known as Heine?
He is now.
Oh.
Hines Ward won.
Is that good?
I don't know.
They make a lot of money, or they just get that dumb mirror ball?
They make, I don't know, a couple hundred thou, I think.
All right.
I think so, yeah.
That works.
Shabby. It was the brawl for the ball last night, Kevin. Come on.
No, it wasn't. Oh. No, it was not. They didn't say that.
Did anyone brawl?
I don't know. I didn't. I saw, thank God, Psycho Mike's segment was in the first half hour, so I didn't have to watch anything beyond that.
Oh, I didn't watch it at all. I'm just reading here that he won. Kirstie Alley came in second, apparently, and then Chelsea Kane, which is just right. A sin.
If you guys, lovely. At the beginning of the season, if you were to say, you know, who's going to win, would you have put Kirstie Alley anywhere near the top?
No,
you,
sir.
Crazy.
Friends are worried that she may be losing weight too fast, that Kirstie Alley.
Nope.
Doubtful.
Us Weekly magazine says she isn't eating enough for all the activities she's doing.
That's how you lose weight.
No, she needs to eat more to give her fuel to dance, and she's been getting lightheaded and stuff and everything.
I see.
Losing
unhealthy.
Weight too quickly. Unhealthy weight loss.
Ah.
Just mind your own business, friends.
Yeah. And she'll never dance again either, by the way. She's going to go back to whatever lifestyle she had before the show now that it's over.
No, now she's going to become a professional dancer, I think.
Oh.
No.
That would be good.
That's not true. No, it wouldn't, because she's not that good, actually.
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
Yeah. Maria Shriver apparently has hired herself a private investigator to look into Arnold Schwarzenegger's behavior.
Great.
Sweet.
She wants to know everything now. Really, Maria? Do you really need to know everything now? Why don't you just get divorced? Cut bait.
Don't you have enough?
Move on downstream. I think you don't really need to do that to yourself. But apparently,
do you think that for every new mistress she uncovers, it's worth another $20 million or something in the divorce?
If that's the case, he's going to walk away with nothing.
I don't think so. I mean, don't you? Isn't the half? You know, isn't that pretty much the rule here in this state?
Yeah, half.
It doesn't. I mean, he can have 2 affairs or 20 affairs. It's still half, I think.
Well, yeah. If he's paying out money to people, that might be an issue. I don't know.
Well, that could be. I don't know. I'm with Ralph. She could just save herself a little heartache and just move on.
I mean, just assume the worst and just not have to drag yourself through all the details.
Yeah.
Or even assume the best, which is that he had one affair with one woman one time, but that's enough. It's over. And don't worry about whatever else might have happened.
Well, she's not an idiot.
Yeah.
She can't just assume he had one affair with one woman. I mean, nobody thinks that.
But if I were going to have an affair with just one woman, it would certainly be that one.
Yeah, that's true.
Patty's irresistible. You can see why
he
had to buckle to her feminine wiles. Because she is just incredible.
You can't have something that hot under your roof and not have it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Tom Cruise is going to star in the movie version of the successful Broadway musical Rock of Ages. According to Us Weekly, he is really getting into character. He's starting to dress like Bret Michaels every day.
All right.
Oh, he put the bandana on.
He has a bandana?
He's getting his head drilled into. He's getting his heart operated on.
Well,
he really wants to live the Bret Michaels experience. He's going to vocal coaching every day. Can't wait to sing on the big screen. Anyone?
The
movie is going to be awesome?
Yes.
Or it's going to be the biggest embarrassment for so many people.
Yeah, I think so,
too.
I don't think it's just going to be average. There's no way.
No way.
I've heard that he has a really good voice and can sing, but I don't know. Who knows if, you know, that's just hype, but have we ever heard him sing anywhere? Anytime?
You've lost that love and feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Top Gun. That's right.
Yeah. And people still talking about Estella Warren and her amazing escape attempt.
So ugly, right, Kevin?
I was mistaken. Let it go.
She got picked up by the Los Angeles Police Department after hitting 3 parked cars in her Prius. Turns out she was under the influence. When the cops caught up with her, they arrested her for such. And she went nuts. Kicked a cop.
Oh, man.
When they got her back to the station, she actually was able to escape her handcuffs. Wiggled out of her handcuffs. She's like Houdini.
What's happening?
Ran out the back door and tried to make a break for it. Tried to make an escape. The cops quickly caught up with her.
That works about 100% of the time, by the way.
Trying to escape from the police? Yeah.
Get
I recommend it. She's now facing charges of assault, felony escape, hit and run while intoxicated, and driving while intoxicated. So she's made things a lot worse for herself.
Fantastic.
I think it's so funny to get loaded and knock around in your Prius.
Do you cause any damage if you're in a Prius?
I don't think so. It's like one of those smart cars.
Just hurt your own car.
It's like bumper cars, really. You just kind of bounce off. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ian McKellen, Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. 72 years old today. Also, Magneto. Remember the X-Men films? Puppeteer, movie director. Muppeteer, rather, and movie director Frank Oz is 67 years old today. He's Fozzie Bear and Yoda. Miss Piggy. Actor, comedian Mike Myers is 48. Actress Anne Heche celebrates her 42nd birthday today. Actor Jamie Kennedy is 41. He, of course, from Scream and, of course, the political family, the Kennedys. He was John F. Kennedy's cousin.
Is that true?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Dimitri Martin is 38. Molly Sims, model and actress, is 38 as well. Lauryn Hill celebrates her 36th birthday. Ian Supley from My Name is Earl and lots of Kevin Smith movies. Speaking of Kevin, he is 35 years old. The Chicago Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher, he's a beast. He's 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Kevin, why are you hating on Harold Camping? Why are you so down on my man Hank?
Hank is a fraud.
How dare you?
That's why.
He just didn't do the math right.
Hank is a guy who scared half the world because they believed him. Those people should also get their heads checked. But this is the guy, Harold Camping, who was the preacher, family radio. He said this past Saturday was going to be the end of the world. What was it? 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock the afternoon, something like that. An earthquake like we'd never seen, and everybody was going to be raptured. And, of course, Saturday came and went, and nothing happened.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that happened or didn't happen. And then they went back to him. Now, here are his comments for the first time after that.
The failed rapture. A California radio preacher has spoken publicly for the first time since his predicted judgment day came and then went. He says he was not wrong, just off by 5 months.
Not wrong. Just off by 5 months.
We were convinced that on May 21, our God would return here in a very physical way, that is, by bringing a great earthquake and by ushering in the final 5 months of the Day of Judgment. And the fact is, when we look at it spiritually, then we find he did come. He did come.
All right, now, I'm glad we're going to talk to him in a second because I have questions about that. So, Jesus came back on Saturday, but just no earthquake and no one knew?
Now, let me back up. The fact is, you're going to find out that I'm going to be saying there's not a new date. There's not a new date. We've already been talking about the end of the world being October 21 in 2011. But we have not emphasized that because the first down payment or the beginning of it was the fact that we would see all of these things happening and usher into a 5 month period of very, very terrible time.
Okay. Right. So what he's saying is the rocket has been launched, Kevin, but it hasn't showed up on your radar yet. The button has been pushed. The rocket is on its way to you. You can't stop it, but you just aren't aware of it yet physically.
But didn't he say guaranteed and didn't he say earthquake? And we asked 10.0? No. The likes of which man has never seen.
Uh-huh.
He said guaranteed on Saturday. I mean, that was the day. He wasn't waffling. He wasn't saying maybe.
And now he can just claim every natural disaster, the tornadoes in the Midwest. Oh, that's part of this. He can just claim every problem there is.
Well, let's see if that's exactly what's happening, because from Family Radio, Harold Camping joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Harold. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you fellas doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
We're fine, but we're a little bit confused because earthquakes, the likes of which the world has never seen, isn't really the same as the invisible rapture. It's here, you'll just have to take my word for it. Can you explain the discrepancy?
Did anyone see earthquakes this weekend?
No,
but they were the likes of which you've never seen.
I see.
I said they would be like you've never seen and you never saw them. So suck it, bitches!
Wait a minute. I'm surprised to hear that language from you.
Well, now, I'm surprised to have you doubt the veracity of what I said.
Well, it didn't
about
happen.
The Lord's word.
Okay, but why couldn't you have come out and said, look, I believe in Jesus, I want you to be saved, I want you to go to heaven, whenever that may be, but I was wrong about this weekend? Wouldn't people have an awful lot more respect for you then?
Because I wasn't wrong about this weekend. I was right about this
You
weekend.
Said the rapture was going to happen this weekend.
Yes, and it did.
Okay. And
so suck it, bitch.
Okay, boy. So aren't you going to be raptured? Aren't you one of God's chosen?
I am, yes.
Well, then why are you still here?
Because it turns out the rapture is a different thing than I thought it was.
Well, what is it?
It's like getting a text message from God. Wait, he puts you on sort of like a waiting list. And then, you know, as there's room inside the club, they move the velvet ropes and they let you in.
And we're
so we don't all go at once, but we're all on the list. And that's what was starting this weekend, was the list was being made.
What part of the Bible did you get that from?
I got it from the part of the Bible that says, suck it, bitches!
I don't know now, that verse.
Now, Harold Camping, you're 89.
Yes,
shouldn't
I am.
You be awfully close to the front of that list to get into heaven?
Well, I don't question the Lord. I just know that the rapture did come, and now we've got the next 5 months until it's the end. And
okay.
Then it's the end. I mean, this is it. This is it.
Now,
this is
it. What do you mean when you say this is it?
I mean, this is it. There's no more after that. It's just, this is it.
All right.
When I say this is it, I mean it. This is it.
This is it. Okay.
This is it. So, the final it is it, and it's it, and it's the final one.
All right.
Okay. So when October 21st comes and goes, assuming you're still alive.
He will, and I will.
Okay.
And I will.
And nothing happens. When it goes by just like May 21st is, do you already have your excuse planned for 5 months from now, or are you going to make up something entirely new on the 22nd?
I am telling you now, the end of the world will come on October 21st.
Right. But when it doesn't.
But that, it will, is what I'm saying.
And that's what you said about this past Saturday as well.
I'm not changing the date. It did start this past Saturday. You just didn't. You weren't aware of it.
Do you know personally of any person that was raptured on Saturday?
I know a guy. I know a friend of. I know some guy's dentist, I heard.
Is that right?
That's a weak sauce rapture
friend
right
of a
there,
friend's
Reverend.
Dentist was first gone. And now, more importantly, the end of the world is going to be coming over the next 5 months. So
okay.
You have to get ready and I suggest you get rid of all your earthly possessions. You sell them, you get the cash, and you send it to Family Radio, also in California. We'll be willing to hold it for you.
Well, that's nice of you.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Huh? Are you sure that your friendly dentist is not raptured? He's just might be on vacation?
It's a friendly dentist. It's a friend of a friend of dentist.
Come on.
Friendly?
That's shaky at best. We don't know if he's friendly. We're just saying, are you sure he was raptured?
I am almost, well, let me say this. All I'm as sure he was raptured as I am sucking bitches. So how about that?
Well, it is hard to argue with a Bible scholar who brings out suck it bitches. There's nothing I can come back with.
That's what the Lord moves through me. And
I
he
guess
also
so.
Wanted to remind you to suck it bitches.
I don't think that's coming from the Lord.
Oh, you have no idea. See you in October, fellas.
Okay, look forward to that.
Good luck. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 22 minutes after 6.
What the heck is going on today? What's happening?
No,
were Ralph and Kevin Smith at the same party last night, and they both just got up in the last 15 minutes?
Well,
what's going on?
I wouldn't call it a party.
I believe so, yeah.
And to be fair, I'm not expected. I'm a guest. Arrived at my leisure. How dare you?
Ralph gets paid for me here.
This is so early for me that I actually found a spot up front that I never...
Where you could park?
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. I was like, you're kidding. Whose is this? I thought it was a prime spot, but it was just, I'm that early. Good morning, everybody.
We saw the schedule from Alex, and it said Kevin Smith in this hour, and we were like, no,
really,
though.
It must have been that football player.
Really, when?
The fat director dude, he don't get up till 8, 9. No, I'm a morning guy now. I'm doing internet radio, man.
Okay, let's start
the show.
Yeah,
let's talk about this for a second. Kevin
He's
Smith,
our
by the way,
we're having our competition on the air.
I go on from 8 till noon, and our show is podcasted. Really, they're just listening to a recording of the podcast. That's kind of our version of internet radio. That's what I've been listening to the feedback and reading the feedback, and it's seemingly. That's what people treat it like. They don't feel like it's real radio. They're just like, oh, my God, it's like listening to you record the podcast. But I'm like, well, that
but
is radio to some degree,
that's
I guess.
It is, yeah.
Look, we have other friends. You know, Joe Rogan comes to mind. Bill Burr comes to mind. Friends of the show who are comedians who do a podcast about once a week. Maybe twice a week if there's a lot going on. You're doing like 5 a day, Smith. Why have you been so bitten by the podcast bug that you cannot stop talking?
I got a body for radio. So for me, I'm just embracing that now after all this time. I'm getting lazy, don't want to do the film thing anymore. Talking is way more interesting to me. You know, I mean, look how many times I try to come in here.
Yeah.
You know, I like it. I like the idea of theater of the mind, getting in somebody's head like a mind chigger, just talking and whatnot. So
by the way.
Hey,
So we prefer you say chigga, please. It's a little sensitive.
Chigga, please.
Chigga, please.
So is it your goal to do this 24/7? So anybody that contacts you will be on your podcast.
That's it, man. I want to go. I want to go like CNN, just all the time, 24/7. And whatnot. Right. The older one gets, the less sleep we need. I think I'm on 4 hours now. How often do you sleep? How long?
Well, I don't sleep well anyway. So,
but when you say you don't sleep well, you're always crisp though. I've never come in here and you're like, I've never dealt
I'm
with you.
Sharp
where
as
you're
anyone
just
could
like,
be.
Oh god, you're always you're ready.
These guys
to go.
Have.
Really? You sleep 4 hours a night now?
That's about it.
You're like Bill Clinton, right?
I don't know. Was that his thing?
Yeah. That was his thing. That's why
his thing was cigars and weird.
Well,
places.
There was that. There's another thing. Yeah,
that's what he did with his time when he was awake.
Right.
I just, that's way less than most people need. I mean, most people really do need 7-8 hours of sleep to be able to function well. So you're very lucky if that's the case.
So let's say that you have nothing to do the night before and nothing to do in the morning. You still only sleep 4 hours?
Yeah.
Really?
I find myself, the body just wakes itself up.
Wow.
I think also because, like, I smoke so much weed, the body has to expel it. So I'm up going to the bathroom. And so that kind of half wakes you up.
Yeah.
Like, I find myself waking up at 2 hour intervals. And then, so by the second time I get up to go to the bathroom, I'm like, oh, I'm awake now.
Huh.
So I just stay up. But then you get a lot done. It's beautiful. It's quiet. You can get so much writing done.
That's when
I work on, like, hit somebody or I cut podcasts a lot. Like, this morning I got up at, I guess, like 4:30 or something like that, and I had to cut the Jay and Bob Get Old episode that goes up later on today, so I was doing that. You know, you just get some quiet time.
But you got up at 4:30 on purpose. I mean, not on purpose.
But so do you guys.
Happens.
I mean, the only difference is you get paid for it.
And we wouldn't do it otherwise. Are you crazy?
I
woke up like 5:15 this morning. I was way late.
Ready to go.
Barely here. Yeah. He was on the Kevin Smith plan.
So what's the podcast with your wife that you're doing from the house? What's that? What's the purpose of that?
That is, I figured out if I was going to talk, I wanted to talk for a few hours, but it'd be good to split it up, boy side, girl side. So I do 2 hours with Jen. That's plus one per diem from 8 till 10. And then the second 2 hours is with Jason Mewes, and that's called Jay and Silent Bob Get Jobs. And so, you know, on one side, you get the female perspective, and on the other side, it's all about ejaculants and whatnot.
And he's not kidding because I've listened.
Absolutely
right.
I'm going to opt for the first half.
Yeah, it's a little column A, column B. Some people like the cleaner stuff. Some people like the lad stuff, if you will.
No matter how well you get along with your wife, there's got to come times where she gets annoyed with your crap.
She does.
And then that kind of comes across.
And vice versa.
Yeah, and vice versa.
I think that for me, I've actually cracked the code, man. I figured out a way. Like, she came into my life after I built the other thing.
Right.
So it was up and running and whatnot. So she was always kind of outside of it. I mean, she was in it and whatnot. I'd bring her into stuff. But that existed. That pre-existed her.
Right.
So I found something here that kind of I could build with her.
Right.
So that I can sit around and I don't know how it is for other people, but the biggest kind of stress points in our relationship is when I'd go to work. Like, she just likes me. She's just being around me. So if I go to work without her, then there's hours. It's like Betty Draper and stuff where she sits around
just
wondering
waits,
what's going on.
Looking at the front door.
Oh, and always imagining something way cooler is happening where I am. Like, wherever I leave, whenever I leave the house, it's a party.
He's having the best time ever, and I'm
so
not.
So many times. And then slowly I kept bringing everything into the house where I'm like, I used to go edit down at the office.
Right.
And then I'm like, you know, she'd be like, where you been all night? I'm like, literally in an editing bay. You could put a camera on me. It's so boring. You would watch me fart and pick my nose and cut the movie. Maybe in that order.
Sure.
So I moved the editing room up to the house just to be right down the hallway and stuff. And that worked out really well. Suddenly all that kind of stress was gone because she knew exactly where I was, what I was doing. She said, oh, you are boring after all.
Okay. But
so
now
she wants you to go to work.
Now I figured, like, why don't I take it the next step further? I mean, look, I know we're not supposed to like our wives, and especially after like a dozen years, but I like her. I like talking to her. I think she's interesting.
I
haven't had like enough time to actually get to know her as well as I would have liked to because I've spent so much time working, making movies. That takes a bunch out of you when you're writing by yourself and then you edit by yourself, you go make the movie. So for me, it's like, I'm not saying we're still in the honeymoon period, but like there's still so much to learn about her before I go.
Right.
And this was such a great way to do it, sit down and talk to her. Plus, it improves the relationship. Plus, it improved the sex life because suddenly she's doing something too and she's involved and feeling good about herself.
Okay, let me stop you there, Mr.
I've read
Smith.
Your tweets. You do well in the sex world. Don't
worry about her. Yeah, only with her, man. And that's the key to life. Yeah. I'm the one who'll do it to you and marry that one.
But you can't go 2 hours without having sex. So eventually, at some point, you're going to end up having sex while you're recording the podcast.
On air.
You know that, right?
I'm all for that.
On air. That's going to happen.
And she's like,
I've already tried.
For all you know, though, it's such quiet sex, it could be happening.
really happening right now, for all we know.
Yeah, it is going on. Talking about me back home.
Smith's waiting for a better sponsor for that episode.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Big money. Coca-Cola.
Totally. Sure.
All right. Kevin Smith is here.
I'll tell you one thing, though. You know, I've been, since we've been doing this 3 weeks now, we're in week three.
Right.
But I've, you know, I come in here a lot and whatnot. I love the reading live ads. That kills me. That's my, I love it so much.
That's so bizarre because Bean is the only other person in this world that
so
likes to
fun.
Say that.
Oh, I love doing it.
So much fun.
Finding a different way to spin it where you're, you know, because basically you're working off copy and you just want it to be lively. You just
That's
wanna,
not fun for anyone except
it.
For Bean and you.
I dig it. I think
wow.
it's fun, man.
All right.
This is where I belong. I took like that. Almost 20 years in film was just a real pit stop for me to get to radio, I think. Just
finally
isn't that
weird?
Made it to radio.
I'm finally here.
I
made it to the top.
WKEV in Cincinnati.
I gotta
Cincinnati.
Let you know, this is no one's dream.
It is for mine.
Not of showbiz.
But you know me, my standards are different.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's awesome that Ralph and you are going in the exact opposite career trajectories, yet you were able to meet in the middle while he's trying to escape radio and get to film, and you're going the other way.
He's on his way up. I'm on my way down. We're meeting,
exactly.
And it feels pretty good.
Final question, then we need to take a break.
Yes.
At some point, when you stop smoking weed, are you going to go, what happened to my movie?
Yes.
What
was that's what I'm terrified. I'm so terrified to put it down because I'm afraid one day I'm going to wake up and be like, oh, where was I? What has happened?
I used
Radio?
To make movies
where's the film money? What happened?
All right. When we return with our friend Kevin Smith, we are going to tell you about a one-of-a-kind event that is happening this weekend for Memorial Day weekend. You want 12 hours of Kevin Smith podcasts? We can hook you up. We'll tell you all about it right after this on the Kevin. Thanks for listening to Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Adam Carolla next hour. Right now, our friend Kevin Smith in studio. Pod damn it is a made-up word. That's a word that didn't exist before this coming weekend, Memorial Day weekend. The Lovitz Podathon. Kevin Smith,
we are doing,
what the hey? What's
going
on?
A 12-hour event there. It starts on Sunday. This Sunday, on May 29th, at 2 p.m.
Oh, this is the thing where you're raising money for muscular dystrophy.
We're going to raise money for poor, unfortunate John Lovitz and his comedy club.
Podcasters.
It's a 12-hour event. We just do 6 shows. It's going to be me and Ralph are debuting a show that we're going to start doing up there called Babylon Comic Con Theater, which is like me and him sit down and read comic books. I know.
Wait.
You
so
know
this is
Ralph.
A different one than
this is. We do Hollywood Babylon every week up
okay,
there.
Right.
Saturdays at 10 o'clock.
Right.
That's an institution.
Sure.
Now we're adding Babylon Comic Con Theater, where
okay.
we'll take a comic, usually one I wrote. Like we're starting on Sunday with Cacophony, number
okay.
one. We're going to read it aloud because Ralph, as you know, is like the master of a thousand voices. Do your Adam West. Watch this.
Yep.
And 1, 2, 3. Do Adam West.
Old chum, we have to look out for the evil Joker.
And now the evil Joker shows up.
I'm delicious, Batman. Yes.
That is amazing, man. So I'm like, let's do that live and just read the comic
book. You guys should have been alive and working in the 40s and 50s when that's how they did radio.
Yes. We're taking it back.
Wow. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be like a radio play, but we're doing it with a comic book that you can follow along.
All right.
In the club. And then later on as the podcast, too. So when we're going to do it like a read-along record from back in the day. So at the end of every comic book page, you'll hear boop, and you turn the page.
That's how you know to turn
so
the page.
So you can follow along.
Yeah. Like we'll be doing all the voices ourselves.
I don't know if you've been listening, but that's pretty much been Ralph's showbiz for the last couple
yeah.
of years.
Oh, yeah. That's why I stole the idea from you. So there's that. Yeah. We're doing Let Us
Act.
No, wait.
That's at 2 o'clock?
That's I don't know what the order
okay.
is, but
okay.
that begins at 2.
Right.
We're doing Let Us Act with Jason Mewes. That's a little game that we play at the end of Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, where we bring people up from the audience, and they do scenes with Muse as an actor, and I quote-unquote direct them.
Okay.
We're doing Plus One live for the first time. That's the podcast I do with my wife and also the morning show we do.
Right.
She said she'd never get up on stage, and finally we convinced her to do it.
All right.
So she wants to play a game called Schwasted with Schwalbach, where it's a drinking game.
Oh,
me
Lordy.
Against someone in the audience. For Star Wars trivia off the Jedi Master's quiz book.
Oh, Rusty's book. Awesome.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, a drinking game.
So, Ralph just said Rusty's book, by the way.
Yeah, Rusty Miller.
Point Rusty
that
Miller. Out. Oh, yeah.
He's a legend.
He's,
yep.
He was huge. He's a kid. He's a kid that wrote the Jedi Master quiz book when we were kids. He was like 12 years old.
I'm not in this group. I'm not
Come
in this.
Come on.
I wish
Kevin
I was.
Heard this dude, he wrote like
I
a
wish
book
I was.
Had like 800 questions in it. It was a 12-year-old kid. They put him on Good Morning America. I remember seeing him being like, one day, I will be that guy.
I don't care that much about Star Wars.
About anything, really.
Yeah, really. Nothing. Let me see. There's that. We're doing Having Sex with Katie Morgan, which we've done at Smodcastle before.
Okay.
And what is the other one?
Hey, how come all the others get... Wait, hold on a second. How come all the other shows get a description? Something called Having Sex with Katie Morgan. You just floss on by that one. What's that about?
It's not like we buried the lead. It's right in the title.
It is. But what goes on? Who's Katie Morgan?
Comma, with
Katie
Morgan.
You don't know Katie Morgan?
Katie Morgan is a former adult film star, and she's been on HBO a lot. She was in Zach and Miri. I Make a Porno, that movie I made.
Oh.
She's very cute, bubbly, got that fun voice. And so we sit down and pull questions from a bowl that people submit.
Okay.
And, you know, various sex questions. And then she'll kind of use that to springboard into a story or
okay. So it's Love Line Without a Doctor is what it is.
It's sex stories.
Isn't it? I thought this was Love Line Without a Doctor. No, I always possible. Felt this show was. So it's that. What am I missing, man? Adam Carolla's
Adam
coming
Carolla's
up. So I get a break and I get to not speak for one moment. Yep. And then,
how about
course,
the ABCs of SNL?
Yes,
is that one?
And I was saving the best for last. Is the debut of the ABCs of SNL. It's a podcast that we're kicking off with Lovitz, where we sit down. Essentially, This Is Your Life, but about Saturday Night Live. So the idea is you sit down with him, find out how he got into comedy, then find out how he auditioned, and then do podcast after podcast until he's exhausted every story he has. Backstage story
about Saturday
of Saturday Night Live. Like, you could literally go episode by episode.
How many years was he there?
That's great.
I think like almost 10, wasn't he? Or 7 or 10 or something like that.
Think,
he's
yeah.
seven. He's wow. got a chunk. So, like, and he worked with everybody and whatnot. And so you could just do like a one night of Tom Hanks stories
right.
or something like that. So that we look forward to that in a big bad way. When we're done, when he's exhausted, when all of his stories have been told, hopefully, like, we get 5-7 shows out of that.
Right.
Then the idea would be for someone else to join John, and then he interviews them about their experience on SNL. So, like imagine I'm done
so
with John.
The SNL theme continues
keeps
through
going.
The whole thing.
Then he'll bring in, like, maybe Dana Carvey or Kevin Nealon, and they'll have a long conversation about it. Like, that show I really look forward to, because I love that Tom Schales book, the Backstage Saturday Night Live book, and that was just testimony compiled from all the different people who'd ever worked on it and whatnot. So here, you know, you got a lot of cats out here working out here who used to be on that show, involved with the show. So I think the pool is deep. And kicking off with him makes sense because it's his theater and
sure,
he's
sure.
funny and he's got great stories. Like, that's the thing. You sit around and talk to him between shows at the club. And I'm a big fan going way back. I'm a huge Saturday Night Live fan. So you could sit there and find out the origin of, like, where That's the Ticket came from and all the characters he used to do, Tommy
right.
Finnegan and whatnot. And every one of them is like this story where you're like, oh, my God. He's like, and then, of course, Whoopi Goldberg was there. And you're like, what? Like, he's surrounded by, like, luminaries and legends. So I think that'll be a lot of fun, man. And
so basically, it's $50 for all 12 hours. Can that be possible?
50 bones, man. Plus, you get a free slanket.
That's really the selling
point.
You get
a free slanket.
They threw a slanket in. Yeah, we throw a slanket, man.
That
and so you get
bargain.
To walk out with a slanket. You could literally watch one show, walk with a slanket, eBay, and probably make money off this.
You get the cozy having a slanket, sit back for 12 hours and watch us talk.
Oh, it's going to be a good time, man.
So Sunday,
up there. We do Friday
Sunday at
nights
2 o'clock.
And Saturday nights, but this is Sunday at 2 o'clock, yes.
Are you still doing your regular shows on Friday and Saturday nights as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, we're still doing. We got
of course
Jay
and
Bob Get Old on Friday at 10, and then Hollywood Babylon Saturday at 10, and then Pod Damn It begins at 2 p.m. on Sunday. It's going to be a packed
this weekend.
Chatty
that's
weekend.
The only time you're doing the Pod Damn It.
Pod Damn It
yeah.
one okay. time only. But
it's sort of
normally.
An introduction because we're changing the name of the John Lovitz Comedy Club up at City Walk at Universal. It used to be the John Lovitz Comedy Club.
Now it's Kevin and Smith and Ralph. Kevin Smith and Ralph.
It's being rechristened to the John Lovitz Podcast Theater.
Oh, John, okay. yeah, John's into the podcast.
Oh, so
thing,
that's so what it's going to be full time.
Yeah,
totally.
Right.
So that we're using that event by the end of that event. Boom, it'll be the John Lovitz Podcast Theater, new artwork and stuff. It'll be fun.
We're going to christen it, rechristen it.
Wow. Rechristen it.
Do people get 5 minutes between podcasts to, you know, go pee and get a sandwich or anything?
Yeah, man, they'll have like half an hour or something like that. And the beauty is you're up at City Walk, so it's like you can go
a
out and get
go.
Get a Cinnabon, yeah. man. Like, you can yeah. eat a Cinnabon for lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
And get those little donuts for dessert.
Yes, the little donuts yeah. right downstairs.
That's the way to
Arby's.
Live.
Oh, see, that's...
Now I'm in.
But the Lovitz has booze and food as well, so you don't even have to yeah. go anywhere. You can sit there and eat and drink for 12 hours.
It's
going to
be unique. It's going to be a pretty cool affair, man. And
John
Lovitz, something to experience with Lovitz.
Comedy Club, Universal City Walk. I'm sorry, Kevin.
No worries,
I hope you're filming it for one of your popular DVD series as well, by the way. Put the whole thing out.
Hopefully we'll be shooting it. We'll definitely record it, you know, in terms of turn it all. They're all podcasts anyway, but hopefully we'll be rolling some footage as well.
Good times. And it's only $50. Each ticket comes with a free slanket. You can't ask for more entertainment for your Memorial Day weekend. You can go to thelovitz.com. And of course, I'm sure you've got it up at your website as well, Kevin.
Totally. Go to Smilecast
too. we know you got to leave, man. We know you got another another show.
I do. There's another show. I'm going to go do my morning show and whatnot over at Smodcast. But thank you guys for having me.
Always.
As always.
Always.
And you inspiring me. Again, like I go
that's
home.
That's what we're known for.
I literally go, like, if you go to my house, it looks like this. The setup's got the arms with the mics on.
Oh, really?
On. We don't have the desk that goes like this, but it's still, it's very similar. Like, you pick up all the information. You're like, we need this. We need water for the guests. Right? Every once in a while, we need something from McDonald's.
That is how we roll.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Fully stocked bar.
Yeah.
Fully stocked bar.
And there's always blow in the room. That's what makes me up for radio.
Kevin, you're always welcome. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Are you going to stick around for showbiz or do you have to go?
I'm going to stick for showbiz. Okay. What are you doing? Are you rocking into it?
Absolutely.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Ralph Garman and special guest Kevin Smith. This is just like what you guys do Saturday nights, except without the cursing and the drinking.
Yeah. It's going to be weird having to do this clean.
And sober.
Yeah, oh my Lord. But this is where it was all born, so this is where it should all be. Hollywood Babylon, stolen from Showbiz Beat.
If you want to see this, Saturday nights at 10 o'clock. We do it at the Lovitz, so you can come on by this weekend.
With booze and weed, though, so... Really, it's a better.
Yeah.
A
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more cursing.
Yeah. Heavens, yes.
34 years ago today, how appropriate that we have Kevin Smith in the house for this anniversary. Ba, 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 ba. 1977. Star Wars first released. May the force be with you, my friends.
Yes, that's right. This day in history, 34 years ago.
This movie, Bean, who doesn't go out ever,
yes,
went to the theater. Over 100 times.
To see.
Yeah.
I think I had 30 in my youth when I was a kid.
Over
a high mark, seeing it in the theater.
Times.
Did he pay each time?
I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
He's beat.
Yeah,
what do you think?
But
I was
Kevin's...
a theater jumper, man. That's how I saw mine that many times.
Oh, really?
I paid once, saw the rest for free.
But don't you remember, I mean, Star Wars, like no other movie, just blew me away like I'd never experienced before when I saw it the first time.
It was the religion of our youth, man. Yeah. We'd never seen anything like it. It reinvents everything. I owe a lot of my career to Star Wars. Like, there were the jokes in Clerks about the Death Star contractors. That popped that movie. So, you know, and I had a blunt saber fight with Luke Skywalker in James Bob Strike Back. So I am a huge Star Wars fan from my youth, not so much in my... Although it's not where I put it away, like, this is BS, but just you grow, you know, you're like, oh, those were fun movies when I was a kid. Yeah. But I tried showing them to my kid, and she was just, like, looking at me blankly, like, hey, man, I can watch Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like, this is a big dog.
Then this was ridiculous out there, right? I mean, it was just crazy.
And we had never seen anything like it on a screen before. The special effects and the creation of that world was mind-blowing.
It was worth going back just to see hyperspace.
Every ship was amazing. The X-Wing, the TIE Fighter, the Millennium Falcon, they all took on different shapes and sizes, which captured your imagination as a kid, man.
I'm not sure I got that much out of it, but okay.
Really? I appreciated Star Wars on a geometric level. I don't know what to tell you.
Look at shapes. Shapes are good. Mom, that's a triangle. There goes the next.
Well, another anniversary we'll be celebrating for years to come today as well. The Death Star herself, Oprah Winfrey. Her final broadcast will be airing today, so make sure you tune in to see the likes of Tyler Perry, Cicely Tyson, Maria Shriver, and Susie Orman all say goodbye to Oprah. Wow, they really saved the big stars for last, didn't they?
That's no moon. Wow, that's it? That's the end?
Is
she going to do another show on her own network, though, or no?
I don't know.
She hasn't said as much. If that's the case, she's going to run the network, but she's not doing another show.
I mean, she's interviewed enough people.
25 years.
Yeah. Well, she's finished. She's done.
Well,
head, she's done. In her heart, she's done. She's like, who else can I talk to? She didn't talk to us yet, though.
No, she did
Wait,
not.
Wait, Oprah! I think, she wants to spend time running the network, being a network executive, putting on programs that are going to make a lot of money. But I think she is repackaging a bunch of the old Oprah shows with fresh takes and interviews about those shows.
Oh, God.
So it's going to kind of continue a little bit over on OWN. But are they, Ralph, here's one thing I've never heard. Is Oprah going to stay in syndication? Are they going to run reruns of her show now?
No.
Somewhere?
They're freeing up that slot.
So it's gone.
They're bringing in
Katie Couric.
Yeah, Katie Couric.
They were courting Katie Couric for that spot. They were calling it Project Ginger over at ABC because they wanted to secure her away from, I guess she was CBS.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is that sooner or later they'll get Matt Lauer as well because every ginger needs a Fred, they say. But to me, I'm just, like, why is that a new idea? Why is it like ABC's like, our big move
is to do NBC Today Show from 10 years ago, man.
Right.
Ta-da!
Like, would you really go after Katie Couric at that point? She's been on two networks. Now this is her third.
You know the person you've been listening to for a long, long time? We've got her.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you've known her other places, but now know her here, I think.
Nobody ever invests in new talent anymore on television. You have to have come from someplace. Oprah was a new talent.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And look, and it yielded 25 years. I'd say just reach a little, it's not higher, or just reach different. Don't reach for some other network's person. Don't steal some other man's wife.
You can't be a lead in a TV series unless you've done four other failed TV series or you used to be a movie star. It's the only way they will cast anybody on television.
Very true.
Sad development.
Sad but true.
Bitter party of two.
No, I'm just saying. I used to like television when they created TV stars. You saw a show like MASH? You didn't know anybody in that series before that series started.
Urkel?
Urkel,
who was Urkel before Family Matters?
Exactly.
Who was Urkel now? Still, the point is, while he was on television, he was somebody. TV used to invent TV stars.
He was somebody on TV.
He was. Now he's nobody.
Just a
you're
real...
not anybody unless you're on television.
You saw a deep insight into Ralph's psyche right there.
Yeah.
You're nobody if you're not
he
on
was
TV.
Nobody. Speaking of TV, now that Pirates of the Caribbean 4 has made its $100 million in its opening weekend, Fox Networks thinks you're ready for a TV series about pirates.
Starring Johnny Depp?
No.
No.
I bet you it'll be just as successful then.
I think it will. It's called Pirates with a Y. P-Y-R-A-T-E-S.
Oh, that's creative. Now they've really done a twist.
But what does the Y stand for?
I don't know. I believe that was the old-timey way of spelling pirates.
Like, arg. Maybe it's like, leave the I off, or I won't be watching this.
It's about the actual bunch of pirates who pulled off the largest heist in pirate history. The capture of the Spanish Silver Fleet back in 1628.
Thank God, a series about 1628. Now, is this a series, did you
say? It'll be a TV series, yes.
Right. Sounds like Mad Men.
Brought to you on Fox.
Wow, man, that's weird. That's a lot of money. And it's a Fox show?
Yeah.
Next week, we get a half a mile closer to the ship.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's turn the clock back even further. Apparently, it looks like they're working on a series based on the Vikings.
Minnesota?
No.
Oh.
The Norse Scandinavian ones. Ones with the horns on their heads.
Does this have anything to do with the success of Thor?
Perhaps it does. I think more has to do with the success of period dramas like the Tudors and the Borgias.
Mm-hmm.
Is
the Borgias doing well?
Yeah. Oh, Showtime just renewed it for another season.
Showtime did.
Showtime is a good network.
Right here, we're going to take a look over at Showtime.
Scandinavian Warriors picked up by, it looks like, Showtime.
That's the name of the show?
No. Oh, that's what the show is about. It's going to be called The Vikings.
Oh. That's the name of the show?
What could be more descriptive than that?
Really?
MGM's looking to put together a 10-episode series to kick things off, so look at it.
What about the petulant pillagers?
Better?
Yeah. That would make me tune in at least once. Like,
sounds
how
like
would
a bad
it?
Little League team.
It's like Smuckers. The name that bad has got to be good.
Gotta
Who
be
wouldn't
good.
Tune in for the petulant pillagers? Like, did you see that show? It's about Vikings.
It's like a sitcom.
It's got it's like Perfect Strangers.
Sounds to me like you have to be high to watch that one.
I'm in.
The Viking.
Petulant pillager would be thawed out of like an iceberg, and he has to go work in an office or something. It's like a fish out of water. Exactly.
Nice.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Ian McKellen, Lord of the Rings. The O-ring.
No way.
32 years old today.
I saw that dude in a bathrobe and a bathrobe only. Where were we? We were in Cannes. It was a hotel. It wasn't Ducap. It was this other hotel around the strip.
An open bathrobe or a closed bathrobe?
It was closed.
Okay.
But I was on my laptop doing email because you can only get a signal down there. And all of a sudden, you saw Magneto, Gandalf himself, walking up to the desk. And he was just like, I've been locked out of my room. And they were like, one second, sir. And he turned around.
That's so weird.
Brief eye contact and then kept looking around. I didn't know what to do. Like, what do you do? Smile when a legend looks at
him? Wink and he opens up the bathrobe. The next thing,
I was like, let me see. Yeah. What you got under there, man? How long is it?
See your staff, Gandalf.
You shall not pass.
Muppeteer movie director Frank Oz celebrates his birthday today. He's 67 years old.
Talented man. The voice of Yoda, he is.
He is. Mike Myers. Voice of Shrek. He is. 48 years old today. Anne Heche, who has sort of become a third star on the Hollywood Bad Boys.
What is that,
show,
boys?
I don't even know
if
we can touch it here.
I don't know if we can. I don't know if you can touch it anywhere, actually.
But
let's
you
all
can
go
see
inside.
Kevin Smith is preoccupied with a part of Anne Heche's anatomy
that you saw on display in Psycho.
Very
accidentally.
Briefly.
Very briefly. But you know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. And
it's the name of my new band. Anne Heche's Beehole.
It's the name of my new band.
It was historic. A-H-B-H. I call it astoric because you never, you don't see that part in many movies.
That has taken on a life of its own in our Hollywood Babylon show. And,
what about the butt?
Yep. What about indeed? Well, she's 42 years old today.
Wow, really?
No word on the age of the butthole, but I'm assuming it's also
probably
42.
The same, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamie Kennedy, the actor, is, well, Jamie Kennedy, actor, question mark, is 41 years old.
He was in Bob Shrek Back.
That's
he
right,
acted
he
well.
Was, yeah.
In that one, okay.
Yeah. Demetri Martin is 38. Molly Sims is also 38 today. Singer Lauryn Hill is 36. Speaking of people in Kevin Smith movies, Ethan Suplee, who was, of course, on My Name is Earl.
How
played
old?
Randy on that show, and it was in several of Kevin's films.
Dropped a ton of weight.
35 years old today.
35, oh my God, wow. We're all getting older, man.
Yeah. He rides his bike everywhere he goes
he's
now,
apparently.
He's
a sweetheart of a guy,
too. He's lost
too.
A ton of weight.
Yeah, yeah. Good dude. Nice dude. Light dude.
Much lighter than he was. I'm Ralph Garman. He's Kevin Smith. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks
so
for letting put Kevin Smith.
Hey!
Not sure hey fits there, but all right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Weenie Roast is sold out. A week from Saturday, we've got tickets you can win in less than an hour from right now on the Kevin Bean Show. Don't go away. Adam Carolla will be here, too. New Internet Roundup just around the corner. First, though, our man Omar Khan has joined us in studio. Oh, you are at the breaking point. You are going to bust some heads. You're going to what's going on here? What's the problem, son?
I'm going to bust a cap in some fools, man.
Here's the thing. We get a lot of calls on the Afro line, and Omar's the guy that goes through them. So he goes through and he deletes the bad ones, which are 99%, let's be honest. And then he saves the good ones, and every once in a while he comes to us and says we can do another batch of Afro calls.
Yep.
Now, this one guy has been calling for how long?
It's about a year now.
About a year.
Yep.
Okay. How often?
Monday through Friday, every day around 5:30.
Every single day?
Yep.
Okay.
But he has something important to share, right? That's why he's calling?
Nope, not at all.
Can you imagine doing that?
No, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, it started about a year ago, and when it started, I would just delete. But then he kept calling, and I was like, oh my God, it's kind of funny. It's kind of making me laugh.
Now so, that is because he was sticking to it
He's
so
sticking
much.
To it, all yeah. Right. And nobody, at this point, when he was calling and kept calling, nobody has heard any of them. Just, I thought it was funny. So then I started saving him, and then we did a big break on it.
We did it once.
Right.
On the air.
Exactly.
Okay.
We did it once, and I thought that was going to be the end of it.
Because that was every day for, I think it was a month.
No, it was about 2 months.
2 months, okay.
Yeah, about 2 months. And then last December, we do a top 10 of drops that we played. And this was, came in at number 6. And he wrote us and he says, like, you know, thank you for making, you know, my drop number 6. So I'm going to keep calling. I'm like, what?
Now we have that guy on the line. His name is Will. Hi, Will.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Sweet Miss May.
Hello.
There you go.
What's the drive? How do you get up and call every single day with?
Well, okay. So, you know, every day I have you guys on, and I always hear Omar and the King of Mexico and their stupid lop sayings and
right.
My lop saying's dumb.
Wait, we're with you on that. We're with you on that. Go ahead.
Yes, insult the guy who does the Afro calls.
Go ahead.
So it started out like, you know, I got tired of hearing these guys. So I said, you know what? They need to get a taste of their own medicine. So, and I know they checked the Afro line, so.
Yeah, but what was I doing? What was I doing a year ago that made you call in?
You know what? It was so long ago, I don't know, but I know I was pissed.
You're just being all Omar. Now, if people wonder, because we haven't said it yet, but if people wonder why listener Will's calls caught our attention in the first place and why we can't believe he has the strength to call, here's a little bit of a medley, I believe, that Omar put together.
We'll get to that one second. I have the call from this morning.
Yeah, I had a feeling he was going to call in this morning, of course.
I have that call, and then we'll go to the montage. Okay. This is this morning.
Smell like night train.
Okay, now that's the punchline to every call. Okay,
every call is the same.
Great, funny, fine. Mm-hmm. Chuckle. Okay, move on.
No
this
chuckle.
Guy will not move on.
Nope, that's it.
Now, what I'm about to play for you is an edit of 84
calls. I started collecting them in January.
Okay. Now, I just want to make something clear before we play this, Will. Okay. From this moment on, Omar is going to delete them because he'll either do that or kill you.
Right. I have your contact info, dude. I'm going to track you down.
This is the final, like, don't take this as, hey, the guys think it's funny, so I'm going to keep doing it for another 4 years.
This is it. And when we say this is it, this is it.
Yeah. All right. So here's a little montage of the last 84 calls.
You guys smell like Weber's white bread with doo-doo on it. You guys smell like a bologna sandwich. With doo-doo on it. You guys smell like spaghetti with meatballs. You guys smell like El Pollo Loco. Macaroni and cheese. Lemon lime yogurt. You guys smell like Tacos del Carbon. Frank and beans. Bear with me, I'm sick. But you guys smell like mashed potato with chives.
Now, the dude is sick.
I know he's sick, he's still calling in.
You can't take a day off when you're sick, Will.
I can't, man, I can't. You know, it's just a habit now. I wanted to say that, you know, this, I believe, does make the world go round now. I mean, they caught us, me calling in every day. They caught Osama bin Laden. That was me. I helped
you're
that.
Taking credit? Everything that happened good while you're making these calls?
Everything that happens, yes.
All right, exactly. I'm going to play some more of the montage, and we'll be the judge of that.
Chicken noodle soup, fried rice, ribeye steak, old-fashioned lemonade, grilled salmon, blueberry pancakes, pumpkin spice muffin, chorizo and eggs, Subway sandwiches. Man, it's about time somebody empties that Afro line. How the f*** am I supposed to leave my messages every day? You guys smell like Oriental chicken with doo-doo on it. You guys taste like meat water. Meatloaf. Smell like Big Mac patchouli. Broccoli and cheese.
What happened there, right? Who'd you bring? Bring in a special guest? Darth Vader? What happened?
Lasagna. Double chocolate cake. Chicken and waffles with motherfucker. Doo-doo on it. Chili cheese dog. McDonald's french fries. 7-Eleven raspberry Slurpee. God.
Now, understand that every single one of these things is a separate day and a separate call.
Metrix 300. Protein chocolate chip bar. Clam chowder. Rice-a-roni. Kentucky fried chicken. Corned beef and cabbage. Chinese chicken. Ballpark Franks. Steak and eggs. Carne asada burrito. Oriental top ramen. Tofu burgers.
Now, don't you ever get up, Will, and just go, look, I've been doing this all
year.
And really, I'm going to move on to whatever's next.
You know what, the problem I did have is a couple times I couldn't come up with anything. So that was the only hard part of it.
Yeah, that is hard, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Will, I don't remember if we... Have we ever talked to Will on the air before?
I don't think so.
I think we just played it once.
We played it, okay. How did With Doo-Doo on It even get started? I don't even remember. What's the beginning of that deal?
I believe you guys had Rob Dyrdek on. And
Dyrdek, yeah.
Dyrden.
He was talking about it. He said something, and when he said that, I actually had something in my hand, and I smelled it. And I went, man, this thing smells like...
F and Dyrdek. We got to get him on the phone.
He's the one who started it.
Purple drink. Chicken salad. M&M's. Vanilla yogurt with almonds. Coca-Cola Slurpee. Baked potato. Oreo cookies. Dried apricot. Biscuits and gravy. Teriyaki Slim Jim. Mott's applesauce.
All right, listen.
He's creative. I'll give him that.
All right, listen.
I still have
another minute of the montage. We're not going to play. But Will, we're just here to say good work. Amazing follow-through. Unbelievable that you would call every day with this, and if you don't stop it, we're going to kill you. Omar, who goes through the calls, will now start deleting. So
that's fine.
Okay,
he's not going to stop.
You better stop. There's no way he's going to stop.
No way. You're really not going to stop.
I remember I sent Boone an email one time, and he said, it's driving Omar crazy. Keep it up.
Yeah.
You better stop, dude. The Omari's going to get you, dude.
I'm telling you, man. You are so dead.
Mint chip ice cream, a bundt cake, oranges, raspberry yogurt, donut with rainbow sprinkles, honey nut Cheerios.
All right, we got it.
Think about how much Will could accomplish with his life if he took the motivation that he has to make the doo-doo call every day and applied it towards something. I mean, you could have probably learned a foreign language by now in the amount of time you put into calling the Afro line.
I actually did start a new company that you guys are, I'm going to hook you guys up a couple of products.
You're a good representative for it.
Yeah. Let me guess, the company is called With Doo-Doo on It?
No.
All right. Well, we don't want to know what it is. All right. Thanks for calling and stop it.
All right. I'm sorry, guys.
All right. That's all right. But it was cool and all, but stop it. Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you this time in about a month. Minutes away from Adam Carolla on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, it's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt in, drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Go to KevinandBean.com. You can see all of these videos. We have a great batch for you today. The first one is Diet Coke and Mentos in your face. And it's a guy who puts Mentos in a Diet Coke bottle and then shakes it up and then puts the lid on and then throws it to the ground. And it doesn't do anything for a second. And the guy that's filming it is about 15 feet away. And then it explodes and goes right into the cameraman's face.
Awesome.
And just destroys him.
Missed the top. Oh, God.
Literally, the guy just like gets, I mean, just destroyed. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Sometimes it's good that everything in the world is now filmed, by the way.
That's
because
correct.
We used to just miss priceless moments like this. You'd hear about it from a guy who knew a guy. Now it's up on YouTube for everybody to enjoy.
Graham Norton is a talk show host on BBC, and Gwyneth Paltrow was on that show. And she was talking about how she likes early 90s rap, and he asked her if she could do some.
Yo, here's a little something better like me. Never should have been let out the penitentiary. Ice Cube, I'd like to say that I'm a crazy mother from around the way.
Okay, you don't expect Gwyneth Paltrow to be, you know, rolling deep with NWA on the sound system, right? Doesn't
no.
she seem more like a John Mayer, Dave Matthews type?
If not classical music.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She certainly doesn't seem like that. Here's Mr. Ghetto doing his big song, Walmart, and this is priceless.
We going to Wally, 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 Wally World. Wally, 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 Wally World. Walmart.
She going to
Walmart.
They going to
Walmart.
They be at
Walmart. We going to Wally, 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 Wally World.
You got to see this video.
Yeah.
Look, the song's not much, but the video with these girls that he has pushing shopper carts around a Walmart, they probably found one that at 2 o'clock in the morning they could go and film this thing without anybody seeing them. But it is I mean, it's a Jerry Springer episode come to life.
Here's the ultimate dog tease. This is a guy who's telling his dog about stuff that he found in the fridge and he's eaten, and he's actually put words to the dog's reaction, and it's really well done.
You know that bacon that's like maple? It's got maple flavor.
The maple kind, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I took that out, and I thought,
yeah,
I know who would like that. Me, so I ate it.
Oh, no.
You know, I also noticed there was some beef in there.
Well, I ate that, too.
It's so funny to watch because his dog is making the perfect motions to put that voice with. It's very well done.
It does seem like, and I know we all want to believe that our dogs speak English, it does seem like the dog is reacting to what he's being told. And he's so sad every time he gets his hopes up for some of this meat that he realizes it's gone. It's very sad.
Here's a Tupac cat.
It's Tupac cat. He's flying off the bandana, popping back on his strap. And he will jump in your lap and be as cute as a button. But at the drop of a hat, he'll shoot your face off for nothing. He got a chain.
Now, that's a very well done video as well. Tupac cat.
It's part of Dave's cute corner and his fascination with animal internet videos.
I don't know what's happening. Here's Dr. Dre as a kid. Dr. Dre might be five, mm-hmm. six.
Oh, cute little kid with a little afro. Is this? I couldn't figure out because you can't really tell what show it is, but yeah. was he on a talk show something, or was it a talent competition? Because it's just an interview, right?
I don't know, but here's part of the interview where the guy's asking Dr. Dre about his women.
You got a girl?
Huh?
You have a girl?
Yeah, girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
Three of them.
Three?
But they're older than me. They're older than me. That's why I get the older ones, because they're more mature, and they got money and stuff.
I'm not kidding. He's maybe five or six.
He's adorable.
And nothing's changed. In Tennessee, they passed a law, apparently, that educators in the classroom, and I know that this sounds unlikely, but it's unlawful to use the word gay.
Well, here's what's going on. I looked this up for us,
please.
The bill is Senate Bill 49, which prohibits the teaching of homosexuality to elementary and middle school students. You're not allowed to talk about gays, so they're calling the bill the Don't Say Gay Bill. It's not about the word gay. It's about any kind of mention in the public schools for kids younger than middle school, you know, middle school or younger, about homosexuality. So Don't Say Gay has kind of been all the rage in Tennessee in recent weeks.
So George Takei has now come out with a video that will help, I think.
Anytime you need to say the word gay, you can simply say Takei. For example, you could safely proclaim you are a supporter of Takei marriage. If you're in a more festive mood, you can march in a Takei pride parade. Even homophobic slurs don't seem as hurtful if someone says, that is so Takei.
He's got a point.
I'm going to start using that. I think that's very good information, Mr. Sulu. Thank you.
Here's a song called Three Way, The Golden Rule. And this is about three-way sex with two guys and a girl.
Oh.
And it's Justin Timberlake. Is this from Saturday Night Live, Bean?
Yep. This was this past weekend for the season finale of Saturday Night Live. This is him with the, you know, the Lonely Island troupe, him and Sandberg, I guess. And Lady Gaga was playing the girl in the middle, right?
Yes.
And they're all about a threesome. They're talking about, you know, we don't want to be too Takei, but if we're doing it in a three-way, if there's two guys and a girl, you can get away with it.
Then it's okay. Yeah. She forgot about the golden rule. It's okay when it's in a three-way. It's very funny, too, because they talk about it's dark and I'm not sure who I'm touching.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And this is it's so troubling for me because I like the video very much. But, you know, the policy of this program has been the only three ways that count are one guy, two girls. Anything else is unacceptable in the eyes of the Lord. Right.
This is different.
Yeah.
But now they're kind of convincing me that maybe you can get away with it if it's in a three way.
Oprah Winfrey's last show is today. And Jimmy Kimmel put himself in a video with Boys to Men.
He's been taking it pretty hard over there. Jim has.
And they did. It's so hard to say goodbye to Oprah Winfrey.
I'll miss the way you gave out cards. You get a card. Everybody gets a card.
That's Jimmy right there.
I miss your fluctuating weight. Oh, it's so hard to say goodbye to Oprah Winfrey.
And they did the video just like the original, and Jimmy Kimmel is in it, and it is fantastic. You should check it out at KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Minutes away from Ralph and the Showbiz Beat and another chance at Weenie Roast tickets. You know, our friend Kevin Smith was here last hour talking about the Pod Damon event that's happening starting this Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
12 hours of Kevin Smith sort of related podcasts and Adam Carolla as special guest too. Adam, you're going to be part of history one more time as you're part of 12 hours of podcasting at the John Lovitz Theater Universal this weekend. How's that make you feel?
I was not aware of that, but but awesome.
The rumor is that you're going to be there.
Well, listen, wherever there's people talking.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
That's true. That's right. You and Kevin Smith. Adam Carolla Show podcast on its regular night, of course, is Thursday nights at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, Universal City Walk. Great show planned for this week. You've got special guest Bill Burr with you tomorrow night. Then the House of Blues in San Diego on June 2nd, Saturday, June 4th, the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. You can go to all the information at adamcarolla.com. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at number three and working my way down to number one. Because I'm a heady dude, I usually skip the evening news, but I was watching some Entertainment Tonight last night and saw the dad. I don't know what to call the guy, because normally you say the biological dad of the kid, except for Arnold's the biological dad of the kid.
Right.
The guy who thought he was the biological dad of the kid.
The guy that was married to the maid that Arnold had the kid with.
That dude.
Okay.
Except for they got divorced when the kid was 2 months old, because you know how it is. You guys, you have kids, Kevin, somewhere around the 2 to 3 month mark, the bloom's off the rose, right?
You've seen what kids is all about, and it's not that much fun.
Time to move on.
He stares at a mobile, he craps himself. I get it. I don't need a lifetime of this. And then he wants me to pay for what? College? I'm out of here. But he feels betrayed, and he feels like he's his real dad, except for he has a weird way of parenting because he hasn't seen the kid in a year and has no contact with the kid and has been out of the kid's life. And I'm just saying, hey, Johnny Pius, who are you kidding? You're a horrible dad. I love the idea that you get to be a victim now, and I love all these softball interviews. They're like, and what are you feeling now? What's going through your mind now? You don't even know where the kid lives. You don't talk to the kid. You do nothing for the kid, and I'm sure you haven't paid for a peachy folder or braces or a new pair of kids in 12 years. So shut your face. You're not the dad.
Love
Schwarzenegger's a much better dad than you, and he ain't even his dad. Don't get all high and mighty on me. You had nothing to do with this kid, and we should be calling him out as a society. What do you mean you're his dad? What's his middle name? Give me his favorite Sesame Street character. Let's go. How tall is he? How old is he? Is he circumcised? I want to know these answers.
Is it a boy or girl? I don't think you can answer.
Yeah, and then we'll answer. Well, I'll ask the circumcision question. You're right. The point is, he's a horrible, deadbeat, absentee dad. So don't give me that crap where you're betrayed. I don't even know what country this guy's living in, and he doesn't even know what city his son's in. So don't give me that crap where you're victimized. Shut your face. Hang out and raise the kid, or shut up. And he probably took $4,000 to do the interview. Stupid victim. How many other kids do you think this a-hole has spread out all over Southern California and the rest of the United States?
Yeah.
What an asswipe. Also, speaking of asswipes, everyone's hip to the Harold Camping guy with the doomsday prediction and all that kind of stuff. I understand he's an idiot and he's nuts and he's old, he's delusional, he's crotchety and all that good kind of stuff. And I understand these guys are, you know, they're dime a dozen and they're making their stupid predictions and whatnot. Here's my real question. Not what's wrong with this guy, what's wrong with his wife?
I haven't seen his wife.
But she's around.
Okay,
and
they've been married like 68 years or something. They've been together, right, Adam?
Yeah, and you know that thing where you have a couple of beers and you go, I'm putting on my bathrobe and I'm going to shut up that neighbor dog for good this time. And your wife goes, hey, get back in here. What are you doing? Knock it off. That's a horrible idea.
Right.
You have to come back in the house, or you do those things where you go, listen, you can wear flip-flops to a funeral. It's perfectly acceptable. She goes, no. No, you can't. You put some socks on. Come on, get back in here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's falling down on the job.
She dropped the ball. Because he's going like, I'm going to make another doomsday. No, you're not. Get back in here. Get back to the garage and finish that birdhouse you've been working on.
You are right that most of us make a lot of bad choices. And if we didn't have our other halves to hold us back, we would be even worse off than we are today. That's an excellent point, Ace. Where's she? She's as much to blame as he is.
She's an enabler. She's sitting by idly. If you announced you were going to make a doomsday prediction, Donna would just be like, no, you're not. Get back in the house. The dishwasher needs to be unloaded. Let's go. Do the dishwasher, then we'll talk. Now, number one, back to Harold Camping. This guy has himself another rapture prediction.
Sure.
And I'm fine with that. And here's my new rule, because we as a society, we don't know what to do with these guys. We do the same thing every time. It's like a really bad pay-per-view fight, you know, where you go, I'm not buying into all that crap. And then 2 months later, after these guys talk trash long enough, you go, all right, $49, my house. And then it's a horrible fight, and then you go, I knew it.
Right.
I knew it.
Right.
All right. All I'm saying is this. These guys make their doomsday predictions. This guy has another doomsday prediction, which is coming up in a few months.
Correct.
All right. And we all buy into it, and then we just get these guys richer. So here's the new rule. You are allowed to make as many doomsday predictions as you like, but here's how it goes in terms of the media, people talking about you, coverage, and billboards and whatnot. You pick your date. You pick your time. Then we take a shotgun, we put it in a bench vise, and we duct tape you to a folding chair, and we put a clock on that shotgun. And it is set for 1 hour after your prediction. If you are willing to do that, and it is pointed at your face, so that you can never make any more predictions after that. If you are willing to do this, if you believe enough in your prediction, if you are that sure that the rapture is coming, then you will gladly do this. If you did the same thing with me and said, will the sun rise tomorrow? I'd say duct tape me to the chair and load up the shotgun.
You'd be fine with that.
I know it'll rise tomorrow. Yeah. I'm that confident about it.
Right.
So if you're that confident about it, fine. We get to do the shotgun timer bench vice thing. If not, shut your face.
You might need a better name for it, though.
There's very little that could be improved by shooting a guy in the face. That's what you're saying, Adam.
We would work out a snappy acronym for it, but the point is this. Then I'm all ears.
Right.
If you go, absolutely, I'll duct tape myself to a folding chair and we'll set the timer on the shotgun for an hour after my prediction. Now I'm listening.
How many times have we said Adam Carolla has all the answers? The problem is no one's asking. Get up to date with all the Adam Carolla live show podcast, including tomorrow night at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, Universal City Walk, with special guest Bill Burr. All the information about that and upcoming shows is available at adamcarolla.com. Ace, thanks for coming on, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Weenie Roast Tickets next hour on the Kevin Amin Show, and the Pitbull of Comedy will be here, too. Right now, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph. What's going on, dude?
Edward James Olmos, who was so brilliant in Battlestar Galactica, playing Commander Adama on that show for a couple seasons, has been added to the cast of Dexter for the upcoming season. That is just an intensity off right there.
Nice.
The Battle of the Insidious Scary People.
Sweet.
He will play a brilliant, charismatic professor of religious studies, says Showtime.
Wait, charismatic?
Oh, man, this is going to be... Yeah, he's very charismatic.
Is he?
Yeah, dark and intense.
Dark and intense. Pretty low-key.
No, he's going to... You're going to be blown away by him. I guarantee this is a perfect role for him. Colin Hanks will guest star also on the upcoming season as an expert on religious artifacts. So I'm assuming there will be a religious undercurrent to this season of Dexter coming up. Mos Def also going to be in the show, playing a former prisoner who's found religion. So a lot of God stuff going on in Dexter in the upcoming season. Should be very scary and very, very disturbing.
Such a good show.
It sure is. Hey, What's-Her-Face is gone. His partner or whatever. She went back home, right, to Minnesota or something? She's out of the picture now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
When she found all of her her victimizers, she decided she was no longer going to kill people. So she went home.
Can't wait.
Can't wait for her to go home?
Can't wait for the
series
to come back.
She already did.
It's so good. Every year, it's so good.
Hangover Part 2, I mentioned earlier this week, is going to be released without any concern. Warner Brothers is allowed to release the film despite Vic Whitmill, the tattoo artist who claims he created the distinctive tattoo that Iron Mike Tyson wears on his face and Ed Helms' character also wakes up with in The Hangover Part 2. However, interesting this week, the judge who granted Warner Brothers the ability to release their film without an injunction said that the tattoo artist has a very strong case and will likely prevail on the merits of copyright infringement. She said that Warner Brothers' arguments were just silly when it came to the fact that they said you can't tattoo art on a face, because it turns out, of course, you can. You can copyright anything, and there was an agreement between Mike Tyson and Vic Whitmill that when he designed the tattoo, he would own the rights to the artwork. So it looks like Warner Brothers will have to pony up a certain amount of cash to this artist for using his face art without his permission.
That's weird.
You got to look into everything these days with your lawyers.
I know, but when they were doing that, they're going, we're going to put a tattoo on your face. Do we need to be worried that that's going to catch on? That's going to be a trend? Somebody else is going to use it? But they did. That's crazy.
I don't understand
what
you mean.
Put a tattoo on his face.
Right.
How many people do you
think? Well, Mike Tyson had that tattoo on his face.
I know, but I'm saying they had the forethought to think, if this happens again to somebody else, that's crazy, because you would think Mike Tyson's the only craziest person to have that tattooed on his face.
Right.
Isn't it parody, by the way? Aren't they parodizing that?
Are they paradising it?
I don't think they're paradising it at all.
No, I'm just saying the forethought.
You may be thinking of martinizing, Muggs.
It might happen again is an odd thought, because it's such a weird thing.
You're saying, why would Warner Brothers think about that?
No, I'm just saying it's amazing that they...
Who are we talking about?
The tattoo artist and Mike Tyson.
Right.
Whoever has it trademarked or whatever, copyrighted.
Right.
To think that somebody else would get that on their face is a long shot, but they thought ahead enough and they did.
I guess when you work with celebrities, you figure, who knows? That image may take off and they might put it on T-shirts or something like that. Who knows? So you want to make sure you have ownership.
I'm also a little bit surprised. I had a lot of trouble following Kevin's point as well. But I'm also a little bit surprised that Warner Brothers, which must have hundreds of lawyers, didn't have one guy who raised his hand and said, hey, has anyone checked to make sure we're authorized to use that tattoo?
That was my point. That was my point. They said, look, we're going to use Mike's tattoo off of Mike's face because he was funny in the first film. We should find out that logo, if anybody owns that logo, before we slap it on Ed Helms and just make a movie.
You mean the lawyers that came up with the, you can't copyright that on someone's face?
Well,
those lawyers?
No, that's the back pedal. That's their argument now in court because they don't want to write a check. So they're making stuff up. But before, the forethought should have been,
sure,
we need to check that out to make sure that Mike, in fact, lets us ask Tyson's permission to use it, if nothing else.
Just so you don't get beat up.
Right.
Not even legally.
Tyson would say, it's not mine. I don't even own it. It's this guy who did it for me. He's probably the person you should ask.
And then they wouldn't have that problem anymore. And Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, who plays Joan on that show.
What?
She is
what?
Hey, let him finish the story, dude.
Tell me more. I guess well, can't
tell
have
you.
It fast enough.
She's putting all the arguments.
What? She's putting what's she doing? What's she doing?
All right, let him talk.
Wake up!
She's putting all. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
No, Christina, what's she doing? What's she doing? What's Christina doing?
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now.
Well,
hit what's the button. Doing? Hit the button.
That is say
what, it.
Say
button.
It. That is
say
it.
You hit the button.
That is what Bean deserves, isn't
you
it?
You hit the button.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Our friend Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of comedy,
away. That's right, yeah.
Here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, put him on the wheel while we're thinking about it.
All right, Ellie Mae, I'll go to the wheel. I don't care.
Here's what's going on. It's a little show called The Weenie Roast. It's happening a week from Saturday. Linkin Park, Rise Against, Strokes, Bad Religion, Cage the Elephant, so much more. All those bands have songs. If you know lyrics from those songs, you got a good chance to win your own Weenie Roast tickets. It's the Wheel of Celebrity Voices.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. Voices. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities. Voices.
I can't be expected to remember the name of every game we play. Kevin, why
how
don't you describe...
How about just the game we are playing right now?
The one today.
How about that one?
Why don't you describe for our listeners on hold and the folks at home how the game is played?
We have the wheel that has a bunch of celebrities on it. Homer Simpson, Bjork, Lamar Odom, and Khloe Kardashian, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Axl Rose, Justin Bieber, Al Pacino, The Queen.
Wow.
Donald Trump, Sarah Palin, Hulk Hogan. So all of those are celebrities. As we spin the wheel, it lands on a celebrity, and that celebrity reads lyrics. What you have to give us is a song title and the band that sings it.
I don't understand. Can you do that again?
You know I can't do that again.
Are we pretending that those celebrities are in the next room ready to be ushered in?
We used to.
Now it's just Ralph doing funny voices. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's see how it goes. Let's try our man, Geraldo. He's
on
line one.
Geraldo's on the wheel? I don't even do Geraldo.
No, Geraldo's on line one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What it do?
I prematurely spun the wheel. Sorry. All right. Do you know lyrics? Are you good with that, Geraldo?
Yeah.
All right. We have Justin Bieber.
Oh, yes.
All right, so listen up. He'll do lyrics. You tell us title and artist, please, and then you'll be in the drawing for Weenie Rose tickets. Good luck. Hi, Justin.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing fine. What's going on with you?
I'm going to read some lyrics now, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready.
We are the angry and the desperate, eh? The hungry and the cold. We are the ones who kept quiet, eh? And always did what we were told. What's that all about?
All right, minus the A's and what's that all about? Give it what?
Rise Again?
Yes.
Prayer of the Refugee?
Look at that. Nicely done.
Very impressive. All right, you are in the drawing.
That's
thank you,
good,
Justin
eh?
Bieber. That was really good. Well
he's
done.
He should go, eh?
All right, we're not going to need you anymore.
Why aren't your songs that good? All right, let's try Sean, line two. Hey, Sean, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to play?
Yeah, let's go. What's going on?
You get... What the hell's going on with you?
I've been attacked by a bobcat.
What's tow truck. I'm a tow truck driver. I'm working.
All right, take it easy.
Hey, you called us, ass.
All right. Al Pacino is going to do your lyrics.
Oh. Shake me down. Cut my hair in a silver cloud. Oh, broken sound. Softly laying on the ground. Ooh. Not a lot of people left around. Ooh. Ah.
What do you think, Sean?
That's pretty hard.
Nope.
What?
Shake me down. Case the Elephant.
Yeah.
Look at that. He was just kidding about
me. Shake me down.
All right. I'm going to put him on hold because I don't know what the hell's going on down there.
All right. Geraldo and Sean both in the drawing. Let's see how Marvin does line three.
Hey, Marvin.
Hey, what's this?
What did he say? What's this?
What's that?
Hey, what's that?
Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian. Fantastic. They're going to read the lyrics. You got to give us the band and the song title.
I think Khloe should read because...
You wouldn't really understand my husband in law. Okay,
that's fair.
Let's do that.
All right.
Okay. By the way, congratulations to my sister, Kimmy. She got engaged.
Oh, how about that?
A little shout out for Kimmy.
A sports player?
Yeah, Chris Humphreys.
Okay.
Of the New Jersey Nets.
All right.
They're almost in the NBA. Very exciting. A couple basketball players. All right, here are your lyrics. Here we go. Take one more time. Let me start again. Let me take you to the hurting ground where all good men are trampled down just to settle a bet that could not be won between a prideful father and his son.
That's good reading there.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Looking to get into acting.
Yes, that's what I understand.
Acting.
All right. Marvin, title and artist, please.
Bad Religion, Sorrow.
What's going on here? Everybody's getting them.
I'm a good actress. That's why he got it.
I'm not sure if that's it. All right, let's try Danny, line four. Let's bring a chick into the mix and see how Danny does. Title and artist. Danny, you've been listening on hold. How have you been doing so far with the other contestants'
choices? I've had them all right, so you better
Wow. Hey, with the S word. Not so much from you.
Yeah. Okay. Easy.
That's all
wow.
Right.
Wow. Like a girl with a filthy mouth. That's hot. That's incredibly hot. Would you like to have a love child with me, Danny?
Let's do it, Arnold.
Yeah, let's do it. What do you say? Forget this stupid game. Let's just have hot sex.
Read the lyrics.
All right, you will read the lyrics.
One more kid.
All right, one more kid.
Now Danny's doing voices. Come on.
I love it.
All right, here's the lyrics, okay?
Okay.
See, people, they don't understand. No, girlfriends, they can't understand. Your grandsons, they won't understand. On top of this, I ain't ever going to understand. Ha ha. That's hot.
That is hot.
That is hot.
What do you think, Danny? Big, big song, popular band, playing the Weenie Roast. Title and artist, please.
How about The Strokes?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened? Because didn't we all get the idea she had no idea?
This is but then she came up with it.
She did.
Thinking about having sex with me.
Okay. All right.
Inspirational.
I believe we just have time for one more contestant. This is going to be our man, Peter. He is on line five. Hey, Peter, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. You're really going to sound bad if you don't get it because everyone else has. Good luck.
Thank you, dude.
Donald Trump will be reading your lyrics.
The greatest lyrics ever written for any song ever. I'm going to read now.
I'm not sure that's true.
Here are your lyrics. Half the words don't mean a thing, and I know that I won't be satisfied, so why try ignoring him? Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stomp it out when they bring that chorus in.
Linkin Park, Bleed It Out. Half the words don't mean a thing,
and I know that I won't be satisfied. Look at that.
I don't know what's going on here, but everybody's in the drawing. Geraldo, Sean, Marvin, Danny, Peter, all up for grabs. Weenie Roast and backstage passes, by the way. Lisa May, who's our big winner?
Danny's the winner.
Yeah, Arnold, you rock, man.
Kevin and Bean. That's her
doing
Arnold.
That's the best impression I've ever heard.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Just wanted to let that one in fully before we talk.
Let it breathe. What's the rush?
I hate it when DJs talk over songs. It's the world famous K-Rock at 823.
All right, we'll be back in 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Please enjoy the comedy stylings of our friend Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of comedy. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Bye-bye. Take care, everybody.
How are you guys?
How are you, Bobby?
You know, it's funny because I was listening to Adam Carolla earlier in the show. And Adam, by the way, I'll be at the Irvine Improv Thursday through Sunday. I got to do all the plugs. I got to do everything. I had 3 weeks in the Comedy Magic Club doing one-nighter. I'm working on my new Showtime special, so I'm working on a lot of new material.
Okay. And, so it's going to suck or it's...
Well, no,
it might suck.
I brought you a copy of my last special, and you didn't see this, did you?
I did see that, but I don't remember much
because
about it.
Because it's called Born to be Bobby, and I'm not here to plug that. But it's, you know, it's hard to get rid of all your own material when, you know, you see these comics like Chris Rock or Dennis Miller or Bill Maher. These guys do a great hour. I don't know if they have writers. I don't have writers. I got to sit there and, you know, I think being married all these years and just watching the news. Which, by the way, Adam Carolla earlier was talking about the end of the world guy, that Harold Camping guy, and where it was his wife. You know what's really interesting to me? About the whole thing was that what was really kind of funny was that all these people actually followed this guy. Not only was this guy a nut, but did you read these stories about how many people, I don't know if there were hundreds or thousands, of people that actually sold their homes, people actually maxed out their credit cards, people believed the end of the world was coming, and you got to give those people some kind of credit because, you know, the whole thing about the rapture and they're going to heaven, and of course we're stuck on earth fighting the minions of Satan.
Right.
I think it's like a Ray Harryhausen movie with the skeletons, which would actually be kind of cool.
You want to stay,
right?
Come
to the house.
But don't you think if somebody listened to him and took that much talking and sold their house, they got what they deserve.
Oh, absolutely.
They deserve no house.
No, no, you're absolutely right. But I'm just saying that I wish that I had that kind of, you know, that I could be that gullible. See, if I really thought the end of the world was coming, I would just pull a Charlie Sheen, get the hookers, no condoms, heroin, dirty needles, mm-hmm. and do that for a couple
just
of weeks.
Just go for it for a couple of weeks and then that's it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But what's really funny, as I was playing Vegas, I guess the end of the world was supposed to be Saturday.
Right.
So
that's
Friday
right.
night, I called my wife and I said, you know, you heard something about the rapture and the big doomsday. And she goes, I forgot about it. And I go, well, like, she doesn't have enough time to get ready.
What does it take to get her attention? This is the end of the world.
Well, yesterday she got my attention. No, today's my birthday. And
happy birthday.
Well, I'll tell you why I mentioned this, because there's no place I'd rather be than on the Kevin and Bean show. No, no, really. I got up early this morning. My wife was still sleeping. And by the way, you know, it's kind of depressing. I was listening to you guys driving in, and, you know.
It is depressing.
Well, no, 7 o'clock, you know, you're doing the birthday things. And today's celebrity birthday is Jamie Kennedy. And I'm going, you know, I like Jamie Kennedy. You know, he's a fine actor. He's a nice guy. Not a great comic. I don't think anybody's going, you know, let's go see Jamie Kennedy again. I don't think that's happening so quickly. But you know, I don't know what I have to do to just get on the Kevin and Bean show. People go, today's celebrity birthdays, you know, Bobby Slayton.
It does seem
like we should have mentioned you. Yeah, that was an oversight.
Well, the reason I bring this up.
Hit the King of Mexico on your way out.
Well, you know, the reason I bring this up is that last night I went to bed early so I could be, you know, old chipper for today's show.
Sure.
And my wife says, you know, if you weren't getting up so early in the morning, we could have great birthday sex. She goes, I'll put on that, when you come back, she says, I'll put on that lingerie that you bought me last year. The last time my wife said that was my last birthday for birthday sex. You know, it's like with her, it's not so much sex, it's like a vaccine. She thinks if she administers it once a year and puts on the lingerie and I get the birthday sex, that, you know, I'll be okay for the next...
You'll be safe.
It's not like tooth x-rays where, you know...
You'll be safe for a while. She's taking care of you next birthday.
Exactly. But, okay, you guys can talk. You can ask me a question if you want. I'm going to take a breath.
I will. Okay, this is the voice of Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of comedy. See, you guys thought I was kidding when I said we were going to step out and just hand it over to Bobby. He is in town for the Irvine Improv Thursday through Sunday night. Improv.com for tickets. By the way, you're on Twitter now, maybe since the last time we saw you, Bobby. I don't remember you being on the Twitter before. And I noticed that you had tweeted about it. I thought this was very funny. You had tweeted about it because we didn't really spend much time talking about all the porn they found on Osama bin Laden's computer.
Right.
Forgetting for a second that he hated everything that was Western, and that the reason he was running Al Qaeda was because he was trying to bring down the evil empire of us and our porn.
As long as he gets the
porn. Well, what's also very funny, they found Coke, Pepsi, and Viagra, the three great things from the great Satan.
the greatest
products that we've made in God knows how many years. Two most popular, you know, things that have come from the United States. And this guy was so against all of it.
But I know.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
I just thought it was so interesting, though, because here's a guy who's got four wives in the house. You were talking about how you have your yearly sex with your wife on your birthday. He has four wives in the house and still has the time and the inclination to, quote-unquote, use porn. What's that about?
Well, that just goes to show you that no matter how many wives you have, you can't separate a boy from his porn. And the fact that he had four wives, you know, it's funny, he was looking for another wife, and he wanted somebody between 16 and 18, you know? He wanted another wife under 21. He had a stash of Viagra. The guy was 70 years old. Hello, Hef. Hello. I mean, you know.
I don't think Hef has his track record, though, as far as doing damage.
But why would you want to have that many wives?
You wouldn't.
I mean, it's like tag team, you know, just busting your chops. You know, somebody's always on the rag. Always bitching.
I will tell you this: in that part of the world, they treat women pretty poorly.
Yeah, so he can just doing it here.
So he can just say, "Shut up." I mean, you know,
what do you mean they treat them poorly?
They treat women poorly.
They can't drive. They have to listen to their husbands. Right. They can't go to school. They can't leave the house.
Right.
Well, what are the bad things? Hello. I mean, by the way, nobody said what the porn was. Well, maybe it was just Muslim porn. We just saw both their ankles.
Pretty racy stuff.
We did the guy a favor, I think, by killing him. You know, I mean, we really did.
I agree. He's living in a house with no TV and no internet. Kill me if I'm ever in that situation.
You know, I'll tell you, it's funny because last night my wife had these two guys that live next door. We call them the Gabers. The Gabers came over.
Right.
They're very nice guys, you know, but they're like women until they drink too much. It's like feeding, you know, Gizmo after midnight and putting a gremlin in water. You know, too many little glass of white wine. And then they, you know, start to talk and they become like girls and my wife and they all gang up on me. But they were talking about, it's so funny you mentioned that they never watch television. My wife and I usually sit and watch a movie or watch a cool TV show, talk about Dexter. I can't wait for that.
Can't
Weeds,
wait.
You know, Breaking Bad.
Right.
A lot of great stuff on television. So, you know, when these guys come over, they're like two chicks, you know, and between them and my wife ganging up on me, well, we don't need TV. You know, we have each other. And it's just, it's bad if when straight people do this, but when two guys are doing it, and
oh, and then your wife is joining in.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's three on one.
Oh, because, yeah, they're soulmates. And I said, cellmates. And they said, I think they said cellmates, which my wife and I are more like cellmates, except cellmates have better sex and more freedom. But it was just, you know, it was just.
I'll bet none of the three of them found that one funny.
So crazy.
Every time Bobby comes in, I wonder why he doesn't spend all of his time on the road.
But what's funny, well, I try to do as much as I possibly can, but then what's funny is that, so my wife starts, you know, not really an argument, but like I said, when women have two or three glasses of wine, so we have a little fight, and one of the gay guys says, well, you guys should have, every time we fight, we have makeup sex. And I'm going, you know, here's what's funny, every time my wife and I fight, I have to make up sex in my head for the next 6 months until she gets drunk and calms down again. I should have been a marriage counselor.
Yes,
and that's
what I'm
going to do.
You missed your calling.
Yes, at the Irvine Improv, tomorrow through Sunday, if I can make 95% of the people laugh and maybe break up one couple, I feel I've accomplished something.
Fantastic.
On that stage.
You can go to improv.com to buy your tickets to see Bobby this weekend at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum. We'll take a quick break, come back more with the Pitbull of Comedy right here on the Kevin DeBee. The first contestant booted off this season of Dancing with the Stars was our friend Psycho Mike Catherwood. Last night was the finale. He made his triumphant return. Kevin, did you see the dance that he did last night with the Dancing with the Stars dancers?
Yes. Is it possible that he got worse?
That's what I was wondering. How do you have all that training and then all that rehearsal leading up to last night's show and still be that bad? Anyway, Mike joins us coming up in about 20 minutes or so right here on the Kevin DeBee Show. Right now, Bobby Slayton, Bobby, you know, that's the answer. You're always complaining about your career, dude. Get on Dancing with the Stars. Look what it's done for Kirstie Alley.
Now, I would be the guy. But see, you know what? I was going to get on that, but my career is going so badly that I wouldn't be the star. I'd be the guy dancing with the star.
Oh, that's
how bad, I see.
That's how bad things are. Hey, by the way, I've never been to a weenie roast. When is the big weenie roast?
It is June 4th.
It happened already. You missed it.
Oh, okay. You know, I want to come to one, like one day.
All right.
You
know, too bad. I'm sorry. It's already passed for this year, but maybe another time. Well, maybe another year.
There you go. Hey, so, you know, this is the best birthday. This is the best birthday I've ever had.
Yeah, it's my life so far. Yeah,
you know, I just hope when I get home this morning, my wife doesn't have a gift for me. You know, she never, you know, it's so funny. I don't really want presents. I know people say that. Women always say that. I don't really want anything, but they really do want
but
something.
But you know they do.
I don't want anything. And every time my wife gets me something, it's never anything that I want. You know, I play the drums poorly, but I told her I really need a new cymbal. I could use even just some drumsticks.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, I know. But she doesn't want to get me that because that's something I could buy myself. And then I said, well, you know, in my office, I could have, like, I just need like a couple of new speakers. And she goes, well, that's your department because I know more about electronics.
Wait, is there a store she goes to that you don't have access to? Because you could buy everything for yourself if you wanted.
But that's my point, is that I'd rather buy stuff for myself. But my wife is one of these women, maybe all women are like this. She wants to get me something I wouldn't buy myself.
Okay.
But if I wouldn't buy for myself, what do I want? Why don't you get me something that I don't want? That I would never. I'll tell you what she does do, because Father's Day is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And it's interesting to me that Mother's Day, you know, every time there's a Mother's Day, everybody's got a sale. And Macy's and Bloomingdale's and the car dealerships and the florists and jewelry stores. And oh, it's Mother. Then Father's Day comes along, and who's got a sale? It's always like Home Depot. So she gets me a ladder. I said, why don't you clean the gutters? Don't you like your gift? Why don't you barbecue? Make me something. You don't seem to like anything I get you. Here's a toolkit. Fix the door. It's squeaking. It's
all for her, really, what's happening.
Well, it's all for her. And yeah. You know, I went to a wedding last weekend. This is really interesting. I went to a wedding on Saturday and a funeral on Sunday.
Same couple?
That would have been remarkable.
But here's what's interesting. My wife says to me, she doesn't know what to wear to the funeral. I go, why don't you just wear what you wear to the wedding? She goes, well, one's a happy occasion, one isn't. And I wasn't sure which one was a happy occasion and which one wasn't. But what's really interesting is when I saw the dead guy, he was an old friend of mine, had been married like 30 years. He was in the coffin. That open coffin thing is kind of creepy. But he had a smile on his face. And the guy getting married looked like a deer caught in the headlights. You know, the guy looked miserable.
It's both
upset.
Ends of the scale.
Well, it's totally. The dead guy was the happy guy. That seems to me. But, you know, if you ever go to a wedding, and I don't go to many of them. I don't want to be an enabler. You know, it's like somebody who's an alcoholic buying him drinks. I don't want to, because when the guy gets divorced, well, you were there. No, I wasn't.
You
I told
don't
want
to encourage the wedding idea. That's right. Because it's not good. Well, it hasn't worked out well for you.
But if you look at the woman, she always seems really happy. The guy's the deer caught in the headlights. The woman is the one with the shotgun that maybe just shot the deer. She's in control. And I'll tell you why women are in control. Because when women get married, you can be more prepared. There's a like all these bride magazines you can buy.
Right.
You know, and you talk to your mother and your friends and you have a little networking thing. You ask your dad or your brother and they'll just grunt and then you see how miserable they are. A guy doesn't have any magazine outside of maybe Guns and Ammo to help him with the whole marriage thing. You know, there's no way a guy can prepare for marriage. It's like this earthquake kit my wife has under the bed. It's like, I think there's like powdered soup, a flashlight, and Band-Aids. I mean, yeah, that's great. All of a sudden there's devastation. Get the flashlight. Let's make soup. What are you going to do with this thing?
It is shocking if you ever go walk by a newsstand, if you ever see how many of these wedding and bridal magazines there are. I mean, it's unbelievable that there's dozens of them, and they're all about that one day.
Right. And it's,
well, it's a multi-billion dollar industry based on that one day.
And it, yep. And people go online to make a bomb and get bomb making materials. That's a problem. But then it's right out there. And Cosmo magazine too. Even Playboy magazine, which has nothing in it. I mean, Playboy and Penthouse, there's a few pictures of naked women, but those magazines are basically telling a guy how to please women.
Sure.
You know, what kind of cologne to wear, what kind of cars to drive, music, how to make a martini.
They'll like you if. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's called Playboy for a reason. And then Cosmo's all these articles, you know, how to hide your G-spot, you know, how to make your husband more romantic, how to take a bubble bath with him, hold his hand. It's all detrimental stuff. I should have a magazine.
You should.
I really should.
You should take over for Oprah.
I would like
Today's
to read
Oprah's
that.
Last day. You should take over that time slot.
You know, it's
It'd
like
be
my
the opposite.
My wife's getting dirty phone calls a few months ago. I think huh? I might have told you the story, but she's getting a dirty phone call. She doesn't know what to do. And I said, look, I've never made a dirty phone call, but I imagine when guys make them to women, they don't know who you are. You know, my wife now wants to get an alarm system for the house. She's getting dirty phone calls. She's all upset. I used to pay $3.99 a minute to get dirty phone calls. Now I'm a guy. If I'm lucky enough to get a free one, I'm sleeping with the windows open and a condom under the pillow, hoping that the hooker fairy may show up. Okay, that's like Charlie Sheen. You know, Charlie Sheen. You know, until he went ballistic. You know, I like what that guy did. He never apologized. You know, he even bragged about his drug use, which to me, you know, he was doing an ounce of coke a week and a case of vodka. Which, that's what Keith Richards calls breakfast, you know?
Have you seen pictures of him lately, Charlie Sheen? He looks like a bum.
He is looking rough.
Half his teeth are gone, and he's all...
Looks haggard.
Yeah, I can see his house. It's his house from my house.
Okay.
I live on the poor side in the valley.
Okay.
And I look up on the hill, and there's Charlie Sheen's house. And you know, once in a while, I'll take my dog for a walk in a canyon, and I kind of I'm always looking for like a car because I've heard like four cars have gone over the hill.
You never know
where he's going to, the cops come. You never know what you might find.
Right.
The bottom of the hill by Charlie Sheen's house in the ravine. A hooker, some blow, a car. I mean,
so just, you just want to take your dog hunt. For a walk every single day there, just eventually you're going to find something cool. It'll be worth bringing back home.
Yeah. It seems like everybody kind of forgot about that whole car over the cliff thing.
There were
two of them, right?
Yeah, there
sure were.
Like a couple of weeks apart. They're both Charlie Sheen's cars. Yeah. And everybody's like, what happened? I don't know. Let's just move on.
That's pretty cool.
There's no answer to that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Bobby Slayton is here, the Pitbull of Comedy on stage. What a great live show the man does at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum. It's going to be Thursday. That's tomorrow night through Sunday, May 29th. Is it, are you doing one show per night, Bobby? Or the weekend you do two?
We'll see how it turns out. We'll see how many people show up. Your show helps tremendously. You know, in 3 weeks, I'm at the Comedy Magic Club, and they had told me, and I think I told you this last time too, that your show, I'm so proud of you guys, is doing so well in this market, in this city, which is a lot to,
all right,
you know,
way to curse us.
But no, it's great.
Thanks, man.
But they said that at the Comedy Magic Club, they told me that when somebody goes on your show and plugs the gig, it gets more people in there than the Tonight Show.
Yeah, I don't buy that. But
no,
they're being very kind though, and we appreciate that.
I will tell you this though,
our listeners do love stand up comedy. That's one of the reasons why we do the April Fool's show that we won't invite you to. I mean, is because they love to see, you know, funny people up on stage.
Right.
And they buy tickets. I mean, if we have somebody on, we're kind of giving them our endorsement. Hey, this person is funny. Trust us, you won't be disappointed. And I think that's why people turn out. And you know, we rarely hear that they are. So
you know how big you guys would be if you spoke Spanish? You'd be the biggest thing ever.
I know.
Bigger than Howard Stern, bigger than Oprah Winfrey.
See,
you guys would be the biggest thing to ever hit the media.
You know who doesn't speak Spanish? Us.
Yeah. Us, that's right. Improv.com or BobbySlayton.com. Bobby, always a pleasure to see you, my friend. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Dear Bean, this email begins from Kevin Bean listener Paul. Why must you ruin everything? All I wanted was to hear Ralph's showbiz story about Christina Hendricks, and you ruined it as usual.
That's
for the
true.
Love of God, yeah. When Ralph is talking about beautiful women, the only thing I want to hear from you is the bell, nothing more.
Mm.
P.S. Please go on vacation. Paul.
Mm. The people have spoken.
Paul speaks for all of us.
Yes.
So let's get into the showbiz beat with Ralph Garman. Is he gonna acquiesce and tell us the Christina Hendricks story
now?
Or is he going to hold it over my head and deprive us all of it because I asked too many questions last hour?
That story is gone.
No, bring it back.
That was last hour's showbiz beat.
Right, but we didn't hear the story.
I try my best not to repeat myself, so I'm not going to do that story again.
They're going to repeat.
So anyone who would like to have heard that story, and it was about her breasts, by the way.
Oh, come on.
Send your complaint emails to Bean. Yes.
What did Bean she say about
her breasts? Bean is the one you should complain
breasts.
To. I'm sorry. That's not the show business. This show business is all about Kim Kardashian's engagement. That's right. What you get, people. Instead of Christina Hendricks' breast, we talk about Kim Kardashian being engaged. She is officially off the market. New Jersey Nets forward Chris Humphries popped the question to Kim. So congratulations, Kim. Apparently, it happened at her home. He had some Confederates who allowed him into her house behind her back, and there he was, waiting on bended knee with red rose petals that formed the question, will you marry me?
Glendale!
God, is she hot. Look at that rack.
She was, I think, you know, torn whether to say yes or not until he pulled out the 20.5 carat diamond ring.
What? Yeah!
God, she's hot. Playboy 20? Hot.
20.5 carats?
20.5 carats of diamond.
Lisa, would you marry anyone sight unseen for that ring?
No. I mean, most women are not motivated to marry someone because of the size of the ring they're going to give
Lisa,
them.
Lisa, you Come live on. In such a sweet, fun fantasy
world.
Yeah,
but then you have to live with them.
Right, but let's say the guy pulls out a 2-carat ring or a 20-carat ring. That makes a little difference.
Sure.
A little.
Sure.
Let me give you some perspective. You remember Kate Middleton's engagement ring, that giant blue sapphire they made like copies of for people to sell?
Right,
it
right.
was a famous ring. That giant, giant blue rock, the right. sapphire she was wearing. That was 18 carats. That was a paltry 18 carats.
Nothing.
So imagine that size stone, even larger, pure diamond.
Wow. I'm unfamiliar with Mr. Humphries, by the way. Is he a black dude?
We can't figure it out. We're looking at pictures. We're not sure. He
really?
Looks like
Kim has a type.
He looks. He's very pale if he's black.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
but he's very dark if he's white.
But he's sort of. He's got interesting hair.
Maybe some mutt.
And features if he's white. So I'm not sure of his background. I'm guessing purely just judging by physical appearance that he probably is biracial. I'm guessing that's probably the case.
Okay.
Or as King of Mexico said, he looks like a white Blake Griffin. And Blake Griffin looks white, so
does, yeah.
I'm saying we're still figuring it out. But he is an NBA player. Well, he plays for the Jets, or the Nets, rather.
The Nets, yeah.
So I don't know if that's really NBA or not. I'm not familiar with the New Jersey Nets, whether they actually still play in the professional leagues or not. But
he knows Jay-Z, so that's probably the black credential you need anyway to meet Kim.
Yeah. So Lamar and Chris Humphries, they're working their way through the NBA, these girls.
Wow.
Yeah. He's not a good-looking fellow, by the way. Don't get me wrong. No.
Neither
is Lamar, really. It's funny how these Kardashians, it's not about looks for them, I don't think. They're not marrying the best-looking fellas.
Yeah. Kim certainly could.
That Scott Disick isn't a handsome, charming fellow. Interesting.
You got anything on Mad Men's Christina Hendricks?
I don't.
And her breast?
Nope.
You got a story about that?
I got stories about Snow White. How about that? Or would you like Kevin Costner? I got a Kevin Costner story
Wait,
for
we have
you.
To pick between Snow White and Kevin Costner.
Yeah, those are your choices.
That's a bad choice.
Well, because Bean ruined it for everyone by talking all over Christina Hendricks' breast.
That's too
all
bad.
I know.
How about Joan from Mad Men? You got anything on her?
Kevin Costner is going to headline a new series about the feuding hillbillies, the Hatfields and McCoys.
What a great
Finally, we're getting to the Hatfields and McCoys. I've always wondered why they were a feudin', why they were a fussin' and a feudin'.
Why so soon?
Down at the cement pond. Apparently, the History Channel is doing the series. Costner will play Devil Hatfield, leader of the Hatfields. Kevin, I have to tell you this, but their battle took place along the Tug River in West Virginia and Kentucky.
Of course.
Apparently, the whole thing started when there was an affair between Hatfield's son and McCoy's daughter.
Oh,
you don't want that. Hatfield's son apparently grabbed one of the pigs and made sweet love to it. So
I don't know what you're talking about, but my gut says no.
So we'll all be tuning in to see Kevin Costner play the Hatfield.
I'm not sure that's going to happen.
No.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. In case he's listening on the ride home,
yes,
Bobby Slayton celebrates a birthday today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bobby. You are indeed a celebrity, and it is celebrity birthdays, and you are on the list.
Do you think Dave saw that and elected to not put him on the list?
No, I'm not putting Bobby Slayton on the line.
I don't know who Slayton is.
I don't know Baby Slayton.
No, Dave said he wasn't in the USA Today lineup. Apparently, that's where Dave gets these birthdays.
Oh, okay.
Dave does have Ralph read the names, though, so that he's sure who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Ian McKellen, Lord of the Rings fame, 72 years old today. Director and Muppeteer Frank Oz celebrates his 67th birthday. Actor, comedian, former SNL cast member Mike Myers is 48. Anne Heche and her butthole are both 42 years old today. Jamie Kennedy
is
41.
Isn't that true of all of the celebrities, though, that pretty
much
the same
age? You
could
say that about all of them, much, I'm guessing, yeah. Comedian Dimitri Martin is 38. Model and actress Molly Sims, she was on that Las Vegas show for a while. She's a good deal right there. She is 38. Lauryn Hill is 36. And Ethan Suplee from My Name is Earl celebrates his 35th
birthday. Ralph, you should tweet the story. The Christina Hendricks story.
That's a good idea, because I got being blocked on Twitter, so you won't be able to see it. That's a good idea. All right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Loveline Loverboy, Mike Catherwood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Loveline Loverboy, Mike Catherwood.
Yeah.
All right. The Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. It's great to be here. Thanks.
So, Psycho Mike.
Yes.
First of all, great to see you. We miss you. Second of all, thank God Dancing with the Stars is over. We don't ever have to talk about it again. But you were brought back for the big, huge finale last night, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I like a dancing phoenix, I rose again.
Now, what's the deal with that show? If you're kicked off of the show for sucking, as you were, and kicked off faster and for sucking more than anyone else perhaps in the history of the show, why do they have you back on to dance? Clearly, you're not good. Why do they have you back on the finale show? Hey, everybody, let's watch somebody who can't do this.
Well, for a couple reasons. Why. One, I think, is because I was a guy like me. And like Wendy Williams, we were kicked off so long ago, like, they need to literally remind people that I was on the show.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
Honestly. And
it was a long time ago.
And also, they ask you if, I mean, I think it's because they're fond of you or what they think you can bring to a show. They ask you to kind of do stuff. If you want to do a skit, if you want to do something to help the broadcast, because it is 2 hours, and they're down to only three.
A lot of filler.
They're down to only three couples. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they felt like if there's something I could do to help, you know, fill time, and they thought maybe the comedy skit that I did would help fill time.
All right, now, you did the comedy skit where you were auditioning for the dance. Were those people real? Were they in on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Were they in on it?
The people in the video with me?
Yeah, the people that were judging you? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The judges had no one outside of the people that were in that skit with me had any idea that was going to go down.
Other
competitive dancers, the other celebrity guests and stuff, they were blown away when I showed up in that outfit. I mean, their head exploded.
All right. We're going to talk about the outfit, but here's the tape of when they bring you on the show last night. This is Tom Bergeron bringing on Mike for the finale of Dancing with the Stars.
Welcome back to the season 12 finale of Dancing with the Stars. Tonight, a new champion will be crowned.
By the way, what's the deal on that show where even when the hosts are talking, they're announcing, they're conducting business, the audience never stops applauding?
No.
What's the deal with that?
They're excited, Bean.
Ask King of Mexico and Omar and stuff, who have been in the crowd. It's like, there's this dude there, and he's really good at his job. You know, they have him on all TV shows, even sitcoms and stuff, where it's just someone to get the crowd energized. This guy's like Flavor Flav at his peak.
Wow.
He's just going off the rails, and people are into it. And half, 75% of that crowd is people who are really excited to come root on Hines or Kirstie.
Right, but don't you want to hear what the host of the show is saying?
No.
Right now, though, we want to go back to when the season started and celebrate the man who made the earliest exit.
Since his elimination, TV and radio star Mike Catherwood hasn't been sitting around reading magazines and waiting for the phone to ring.
All right, so then they cut to you, I assume, in your apartment where you're, sitting around reading magazines and waiting for the phone to ring. That's what you're doing.
See?
And you read about auditions for some sort of Dancing with the Stars dance troupe. Now, what's this about that you were allegedly going out for?
Well, this year on Dancing with the Stars is the first year of the troupe, which is like this collection of younger dancers that they have to help round out like the professional dances. And it's this thing they introduced this year. So they thought if there's any way for me to get back on the show, it would be if I were to try to join the troupe.
All right. I see. We're going to hear the tape of your audition when you walk into the room where they're holding open auditions to join the dance group. Explain to folks the outfit that you're wearing.
I was wearing Lacey Swimmer, my female partner's leotard.
Right.
It's a one-piece leotard.
It's a onesie.
Pink, like, leg warmers.
Yeah.
Matching headband and wristbands.
Were you wearing a cup?
Well, hey, let me tell you something. This is a true story.
Were you wearing two cups?
No, listen, this is a true story. So they can't even show the shape of penis on ABC. Like, I was fully covered up, but even like the outline of what could be genitalia, not allowed. So they're like, we need to give you, some type of padding to smooth out that area, right? So I'm like, all right. So we go back into wardrobe area, and they give me, Kevin...
Does anyone have a sock?
Literally, like, an eye patch size, like, woman's breast cutlet. I mean, it's like, at least it was one they used just to cover up a nipple, and it fit over my whole wiener. Oh, I was like, sad. I was like, oh my...
Don't you need something bigger than that?
Like, they totally knew that's all you needed.
You saw the guy do the, like, scales of justice. He got out, like, the larger one, looked at me, looked at his hand, got out a smaller one, looked at me, looked at his hand, like a Russian nesting doll. He went all the way down to the one. It was like a thimble, and he had, I was like, hey, dude, can you, like, at least, can you, like, fake it? Can you give me one that's a little bigger, rounded out?
Step me up a bit.
Yeah, give me the Frank Shamrock photo shoot cup.
If we're going to fake it, we might as well step up.
I was so hurt by that.
So Mike steps up in his little outfit, and the judges are there. Of course, you know, they're taking this pretty seriously. They're looking for the next great dance talent for Dancing with the Stars. And here's Mike's interview. I think you'll enjoy this.
I'm Psycho Mike Catherwood. I'm here for the audition.
Why do they call you Psycho Mike?
Why do they call me Psycho? Because I'm the best Lucky Charms. Oakland Macarena champion twice, 84 through 86. Riverdance Mambo champion three times in a row. The things I've done for USA Dancing, I can't even speak of.
Do you have something prepared for us?
Do I?
He's already done.
And then he goes into his, I can't even describe what that dance was that you did.
It was an amalgamation of all bad things.
Yeah. It was no better than the dance you then came out and did live on the finale last night, where I thought of you, Kevin, when Mike's up there doing the Gravedigger on national TV.
Listen to me. I did a Street Fighter II Hall Youken into the Gravedigger into Hedo Rick.
Yep.
By the way, led off the show with Hedo Rick.
Yep.
Got the whole dance troupe down to the back of the hand, delivering the seeds, Kevin, like Johnny Appleseed. Oh, yeah, spring to life, spring to life.
It's got to be so crazy. Even though you know you're doing it for comedy and you're making an ass of yourself. I mean, there's tens of millions of people watching you come out and do that live on television.
They don't know you probably and think, what's going on?
Yeah, and that stuff didn't really like, I was thinking to myself, like, look, if you're going to do that for 30 people, do it for 30 million, you might as well just roll with it. Hopefully everything will turn out okay.
Yeah.
The part that really got to me was we didn't really, I mean, because that show was devoted to Kirstie and Chelsea and Hines. That's not what it was about. So they didn't really give us a lot of time to prepare for that. So a day before, when I have kids who have been professional dancers seriously since they're toddlers. One guy came from the Ukraine to be on Dancing with the Stars in the troupe, okay? And he's looking at me, doesn't speak a word of English, and I'm like, get back on your knees, extend your head, okay? Extend your head when you do that spin, and you deliver the seeds, okay, buddy? You deliver the seeds. Tongue out! Tongue out! And he's looking at me, and he's like, he's probably thinking to himself as a 21-year-old who flew here at 10,000 miles, he's like, what is going on?
Well, that's
what is this show doing to me?
But that's the thing, is everyone at that show takes it seriously. Really?
Yeah.
It's not about being funny a dancer. No.
It's not a comedy
real
show.
Real
right.
dancer.
Yeah.
Judges everybody.
Yeah.
So that's why you're probably flying in their face.
But we're almost out of time, Michael.
Yes.
Was it a positive experience? Are you glad you did it?
Well, totally. I mean, even halfway through, there was part of me that was still like, man, I don't know if people got it, you know, if they understood that I'm not a good dancer. I know that going in. But after the whole thing wrapped, I look back on it, it's been a invariably positive experience. I don't regret it one bit.
Not one bit?
No.
Congratulations to James Mandahano.
All right.
I believe it's how you say the name. He won tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2011. It is 29 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Our guest on the Kevin and Bean Show is Mike Catherwood, the host of the very popular Loveline radio show all across this great land of ours with his friend Dr. Drew.
Can't start the applause yourself.
That was Lisa.
Can't start applauding for yourself.
All right, that's good. Great job,
and
everybody.
Ever since Mike got booted off of Dancing with the Stars, we were just talking about his appearance on the finale last night, his life is really just showing up and judging chili cook-offs now. I mean, that's pretty much what Mike does with his time now is, oh, you got some sort of high school talent show you need a celebrity judge for? Sure, I'll do that.
It's true.
You did the Red Bull soapbox Derby. You were a judge on that.
Awesome.
You were
time.
Involved in some sort of not football event with some former players. What was that about?
It was flag football, but with all like the top rookies and NFL legends in it, you know? And they asked me to do it, you know.
Is it charity?
Yeah,
is it a charity?
Yeah. It was totally for charity. And then
Who were there? Who were the big names that were there?
Warren Moon, Steve Bono, Terrell Davis, TD was there. Recently actively played Ryan Neese, guys like that. It was really unbelievable. And then all of the top rookie, literally all of the top draft picks and rookies for this upcoming season of the NFL, if there is one. And
so that game might be the only game that's played this year.
Right. And it's so funny. It's funny you should say that because one of the coaches was Maurice Jones-Drew, former UCLA star, an excellent tailback in his own right.
Sure.
And he comes into the locker room to change from his street clothes. into his...
I can guess where the story's going.
This one doesn't have anything to do with Kevin.
All right.
And he takes off his shirt to put on, like, the celebrity shirt that they give, or the charity shirt. And one of the pro players says, look at that there. That's a lockout body. Very nice. His big pot belly. So they asked me to play, and I'm like, of course I would. I mean, just the chance to be on the field with those guys, let alone run a couple patterns or whatnot.
Sure.
You get in the locker room, right, and you're like, hey, I take good care of myself. I'm not a bad-looking guy. You know, I got some swole patrol going on. Then these guys start taking their shirts off. You're like, oh, my God.
They are 10 times as big as they look, right?
Chocolatey Adonis. It's one thing to be super swole and be my size. You know, it's like, oh, look, that guy eats egg whites and does his workout.
In
it's
the
another
NFL,
thing
you're a midget, though.
To be 6'5" and, like, got some guns on you. It's a whole nother thing to be 6'5", have guns, and be shredded to the bone and, like, 2% body fat. Yeah. That's what these guys are. And you say, well, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
Then they take the pants off, Kevin.
Yeah.
And now, that's when the magic begins.
And I know that that's where you look.
Oh, goodness.
Immediately, and you can't look away.
Oh, yeah. It's like, why would I?
Because it's a little weird.
No, it isn't.
Does everyone here have an issue with their penis size?
I do. You guys know that going in.
Like, right, but...
And to see,
but you're the guy that's now you're over in the corner creeping. You're just kind of standing. Everybody's like, hey, what's with that guy? He's never seen guys dressed.
Well, that's the guy with the camera phone.
I feel like I could break the ice by just referencing it. Like, instead of just, like, being awkward sausage gazer.
Just go ahead and
was like,
speak it.
Whoa! Wait, so you literally said that?
Yeah.
Whoa?
Yeah, whoa!
Who were you looking at the time?
I felt like Wayne and Garth. All of them? Here's the thing about Giant Penis Guy. Giant Penis Guy has a different level of confidence when he is naked, Lisa May, unlike me,
sure.
Who, like, you know, like, we've talked about, I have sex like Tony Soprano with my shirt on, and I do anything I possibly can to just make sure I have my underwear on at all times.
So when you're dressing, you're turned with your back to the group.
And I was like, okay, guys, you know, I'm going to go to the showers real quick, go get my jock strap on. These guys are walking around having conversations, you know, like,
just
I was thinking about getting signed with the Vikings, but, you know, I was talking with my agents, and Dong just flapping around.
I'm sorry, did I just hit you with that?
Yeah, and it's amazing, right?
I apologize.
So. And I would also bet, by the way, that these guys are comfortable with their bodies and probably don't ever reference it. It's probably the unspoken thing in the room, is they're not talking about or looking at, obviously, penises. And then Mike comes in, and that's all he cares about is, oh, my God, look at that.
It's true. It's like, I was mildly impressed by the Super Bowl rings that I saw on people's hands there.
You should have.
But I was very impressed by the dong meat. And then I Bean's exactly right. Like, for a guy like me, and even the guys who were not football players that were asked to play, Donald Faison was there, and people are just getting dressed like normal people, you know, in the corner.
Right.
But it was amazing. So then you get out there to play, and then the things that these guys can do at age 60, even some of these guys that have been retired for 20 seasons, they're specimens. That's what separates normal dudes from these guys. And all of a sudden, the big surprise is that one of the referees is going to be number one overall draft pick, Cam Newton.
Okay. He comes out?
Comes out of nowhere.
He's the ref?
Yes.
Okay.
And no one's ever been bigger, more scary looking. And is like, he's like 20, you know? So you forget that because he's so huge and muscular.
Right.
So we start playing. Like, two plays in, he calls pass interference on me.
Right.
Which is effing ridiculous. For one reason, it wasn't even close to passing interference. Secondly, I'm guarding a guy 6'5", 240 pounds, and runs a 4.240.
You're at his knees.
Yeah.
Batting
his
knees.
How am I at all interfering with him catching the ball?
You're the guy Cam doesn't know, so he throws the flag.
Yeah. Throws the flag, crowd laughing and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, that's BS.
Yes.
And I don't say BS.
Getting serious at a fun game. I love it.
And he's like, looks down at me, by the way. And, you know, remember, he's a boy. He's 20 years old. He's like, don't talk to me like that. I'm like, what? I was like, that was clearly not pass interference. What's going on? Don't beg. Don't you beg for calls.
Don't beg for calls.
So then he pulls this. Listen to this. 20-year-old Cam Newton. I think he's like 20. He says to me, don't beg for calls. Watch it now. And I was like, that's complete and utter BS. But again, I don't use BS.
Right.
You watch your lip.
Watch your lip.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
sweet.
He's
watch my lip,
face.
Grandpa?
What is he? Is he Mr. T?
Are you going to send me to my room? Watch your lip.
He was going to beat the hell out of you is what was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty sweet, though, to be told by Cam Newton to watch your lip.
Later on this year, when he's balling it up, he's one of the biggest stars in the NFL, I'm going to say, that guy told me to watch my lip.
Love, line, lover,
Loverboy, Mike Catherwood.
All right, we're out of time. If you go to KevinAmin.com, you can see Mike's appearance from Dancing with the Stars. We have put that up at the website as well. And good times. Great catch up to you, Mike. Thanks for coming.
I love you all.
Thank you.
Winding down the Kevin Amin Show for a Wednesday here. Ralph Garman joins us for our final look at the showbiz beat. What you talking about, Ralph?
Congratulations, Kim Kardashian. She's engaged to Chris Humphries.
Does it seem like she's desperate to get married?
Desperate. Oh, especially when her sister got married. Beefy Cakes. What's her name? Giant one?
Chloe.
Yeah. Yeah, she married Lamar, and it was just, and her other sister's got babies and stuff, so, oh.
Well, she's also in her 30s, too. I think that's a fairly normal time for a woman to get married. These days, right?
Well, not if you're...
Yeah, you have a Yeti for a sister, and she gets married.
An empire, a burgeoning entertainment empire that you're building and you're working all the time, and you're on the cover of every magazine and stuff. I mean, I don't think there's any panic setting in. She's not sitting home, you know, making rugs or anything.
Right,
she's got a lot going on. She can marry anytime she wants. But she seemed to get a lot of pressure once her sister got married and her other sister started to have babies that she really wanted to get married. And this was the guy she was dating at the time. And so, Chris Humphries.
Ask me to marry you now.
Mr. Kardashian gave her a 20.5-carat diamond ring, by the way. 20.5.
What? Does anyone have any idea what that costs?
If you are in the jewelry business out there in our listening audience, if you work for Robbins Brothers or
20 carats
or a jewelry store, you can give us some idea, just a rough estimate to what a 20.5-carat diamond ring would cost. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call in. We'd love to hear from you because I was thinking that myself.
I don't know how to guess.
I wouldn't have any idea. I wouldn't have any frame of reference when it comes to that kind of jewelry and that kind of
thing. Here's late-breaking information. Apparently, TMZ has done follow-through on the story, Ralph, and is reporting that it was a $2 million purchase.
Oh, wow. My God.
There you go. $2 million ring.
How do you hold your hand up with that thing on it?
That request and that phone number I gave you earlier, listeners?
Don't need it.
Don't need that. Ignore that. Forget what I said.
$2 million.
That's some money right there.
Yeah.
What? How do you guys think it would be to be married to Kim Kardashian?
Oh, I'd watch one episode of the Kardashians and I'd go, nope.
Here's the thing. You're not just marrying her. You're marrying that family.
Right. And that family's crazy.
You don't want Kris Jenner in your biz.
Uh-uh.
You don't want to deal with the sisters, and you don't want to have Thanksgiving with Lamar eating a chocolate-stuffed turkey. You don't want to have to deal with all that stuff. That's just all badness.
Yeah.
So run, Chris Humphries, run!
$2 million.
That's a lot of money.
Look,
for a ring.
They're going to get $2 million for selling rights to the wedding, probably. That ring's going to be paid for with the photos that come out of that ceremony. Oh, you know, $2 million to them is not $2 million to most people.
But he'll never see any of that money. This was his money spent for the ring. He'll never get that back.
But his family, if his wife gets $2 million, he'll be able to enjoy that.
No, he'll never see a penny of it.
Come on,
kidding
now.
Me? Kris Jenner's going to put that in a Cayman account.
He'll
never see any of that money. It's ridiculous. Maria Shriver has hired herself a private investigator to look into the background of one Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't we know enough?
She doesn't.
I mean, really.
Now that the dam has burst, so to speak, she wants to know all of the details about all of the women and all of the potential children. Not to mention, she wants to look into all of his finances as well. If you're lying to me about this...
Oh.
Interesting.
Could you be lying to me about some little pocket accounts you have hidden away?
Interesting.
She wants all full disclosure before she starts to get into the business of divorce. And by all accounts, she's got one of the most vicious divorce lawyers in Hollywood on her side, so... Schwarzenegger's just kill himself now. Just be done with it. You're done.
It's kind of a surprise she hasn't filed yet, too.
Well, I think she's...
She's getting all of her...
She's getting her ducks in a row. Yeah.
So she knows how much to ask for?
Mm-hmm. Plus, she was busy. She was hanging out with Oprah yesterday.
Oh, she was on the Oprah show yesterday?
She'll be on the Oprah show today, which taped yesterday for the finale of Oprah's 25 years on television. But Maria Shriver was on stage alongside Oprah. And Oprah cheered her when she came out on stage saying how... she had always gotten the truth from Maria Shriver. Here's to the truth, she said to the audience while holding Maria's arm aloft.
Did she get truth at that moment or no?
I don't know.
In general?
In general, I think. She's saying this person speaks the truth as opposed to maybe, I don't know, her soon-to-be ex-husband who's a big fat liar. I think that was the subliminal message sent to the wedding to the audience that husbands bad, wives are good.
This was just the final get-together for the Man-Haters Club now that Oprah's been off the air. What's going to happen when Kevin doesn't show tomorrow, guys?
Oh, I already told you. I already told you who to look into.
I mean, seriously, at the end of the final Oprah show, Kevin's theory has been for years now, even before it was announced that Oprah was leaving the air, that she's going to have some sort of a signal. She's going to scratch her ear or something like that.
Time is now.
And the women are going to just rise up, and they're going to put us down.
Time is now.
And the women all know what that means, which is kill your husbands.
Absolutely.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
It's been nice, guys.
I mean, it took 25 years to Oprah to put this plan together because she had to get all the women to cycle at the same time. So all the women that were watching Oprah for 25 years, it's finally all come to place. That signal's going out over the airwaves, and now it's all a bad time for all of us.
We thought last Saturday was going to be the end of the world today.
If you see a string, run like hell. That's all I'm saying.
Good advice.
That's just me, though.
Just in general.
Just in general. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ian McKellen, Lord of the Rings, is 72 years old today. Director, Muppeteer, Frank Oz, voice of Fozzie Bear.
Ah, waka waka.
Miss Piggy.
Oh, Kermit, I love you.
Many other legendary Muppets.
I like to hear them all.
Yoda.
Yoda I am.
67 years old today. Mike Myers is 48 years old. Anne Heche celebrates her 42nd birthday. Dimitri Martin is 38, as is actress model Molly Sims. Lauren Hill is 36. And Ethan Suplee from My Name is Earl fame, 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have comedian Doug Stanhope in the studio. We have Dr. Drew on the program. Travis Pastrana.
What?
Is going to be on the show talking about the Nitro Circus coming to the MGM Grand. Very excited about that. And Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Yeah.
Ahead of UFC 130, which is this Saturday night. We're going to talk to him tomorrow as well.
So sad he's fighting Mark Hamill. I think that's unfair. That's an unfair battle.
I don't think it's Mark Hamill, is it? I don't think. You mean this ice skater? Mark Hamill is Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker from Star Wars.
Shoot.
Dorothy Hamill was the ice skater.
Give me heads up.